fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Yes, hello. Good evening to you all, everybody, all of everybody, all every one of you, all of you. Good evening. It is Madhouse Radio. Special Madhouse Radio for Saturday, January the 5th, 2013. Yeah, I guess this is the first official show of the new year. Although I did a Christmas, I did a New Year's Eve show with Brad last week. But here we are. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I am Carlito, your host. I've got Jen Stewart here. Jen Stewart.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Donkey. And also Milkman is here, the Milkman.
Oh, hermanito. Que fue, que fue.
Yay. Hi, Milkman. Good to hear you, man. Speaking of men.
Yeah, Milkman.
Hey.
Hey.
Is my audio sufficient or is it negligent?
Sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, sounds really good for a change because you're on Skype. We finally got him on Skype.
Excellent. I just want to give a big thumbs up and a high five and a slap on the back, man. My hermanito, man. He hooked me up with some awesome audio gear, man. And tonight we're testing out.
Yeah.
And so I hope it doesn't let you down. And thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
Sounds good so far. Very good. All right. Well, we're here to do a show. We're going to break it down. Nice and slow for you. Very, very excited. I don't know. Well, we don't have nothing planned. We just kind of throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Works for me. Yay. I need to shave. Guys, I'm going to shave. I'm going to shave tonight. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to shave. Shave. Shave the beard. No more beard. There you go. Hey, Jen, how often do you shave, Jen? Every day? Every other day? How often do you have to shave?
Maybe every 3 or 4 days.
That's good. That's a good racket.
You know, I have fair hair, so I don't have to really worry.
Fair hair. What's that mean? You got blonde hair? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got blonde hair, so I don't have to worry.
As opposed to someone with ginger hair.
Close to the razors, the rest of us dark heads, huh?
Are dark heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I forgot you're an Aryan, so you don't have to worry about that. You got fair hair, blue eyes. You got blue eyes too, Jim?
Yeah, I got blue eyes, yeah.
Oh, wow, man. You're part of the master race.
He's got that Viking blood in him, man.
Nordic.
Yeah.
Third Reich blood. Awesome.
Heil!
Heil.
Heil.
Baby. All races are freestyle because the show is about to miss the militia and now all the orders.
Alright, so requested pranks are coming in. Lonesome Loses in the house also. We'll be getting to those numbers here pretty soon. We're all excited about that. We got an announcement. Jen, do we want to announce what we were talking about earlier tonight about a possible Madhouse meetup?
Absolutely, yeah. Let's talk about it.
We're talking about, we'll get right to the announcement. I dropped a hint about it on Facebook. Jen and I are thinking, we're hoping this is going to work, we're putting in plans. I had floated an idea for a Madhouse meetup back a few weeks ago, about a month ago. Got some feedback, possible locations, and I put up a poll on a Madhouse website, and the city that got the most votes was New York City, and I agree, it's probably best, easy to fly to. A lot of flights in and out of New York City. So we're thinking, what, for June, third week of June or second week of June? What did you say?
Third week of June.
Third week of June, Jen's going to fly in from the UK. I'll take a train machine in. And hopefully, if we get enough people interested, we can get like a big Madhouse meetup. We'll hang out together maybe for a weekend, do a show together. I think it'd be fun. Be like almost like a Madhouse convention if we get enough people interested.
This is like we've been trying to do this since you tied the big knot, man, and jumped the broom, man. So, like, this would be awesome, man. I really, really hope that we can get together.
Yeah, yeah. So, Milkman, you need to make it up, too, though, this time, because you were supposed to come to the wedding, and you couldn't make it for various reasons. So, you got plenty of time. We're talking about June of this year.
Dude, I know. So, this is a little bit later in the year, so this may actually be possible. I might be able to budget this.
Yeah. There you go. So everyone listen up. What we're saying is for the third week of June, we're going to have a meetup of all the Madhouse people. Milkman's going to plan to be there. Jin will be there. I'll be there. And hopefully as many listeners
as
possible.
So are you really talking New York, or are you talking the center of the country like Chicago?
We're thinking New York, because it might be there's a lot of flights, cheap flights that come in and out of New York, because it's a big hub city. And
I looked at the prices. Yeah. Are really, really good.
Where
prices.
Are you gonna where would we stay at?
Well, that's the thing. We'd have to if we get enough interest, and we'll think of a hotel so we can all kind of stay together in the whole hotel. It'd be like almost like a convention, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. If we get enough people, yeah, maybe we get like a group rate.
A whole floor dedicated to the militia and the heads to the board, man. Actually, yeah, the board.
Yeah, because we can get like a whole group rate.
Jin starts on the board.
Yeah, if we pick a good, decent hotel and get a group rate and stuff like that, that'd be really cool. I think it'd be good. I hope it works out. Guys, let me know.
Man. I want the 300-pound black hooker included in mine too, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got Zolars in that area too, and Dr. Lego's in the area, so maybe they can make appearances and stuff like that. They could help out. Zolar could provide party favors. That might work.
Yeah. He could accommodate.
You even got some friends over Syndicate possibly just over.
Yeah, that's true. We got a lot of New York friends Syndicate. That's right. So, Royale with Fat says two men, one bed in New York City. That's right. Two men, one room, one bed in NYC. It's going to be awesome.
Hey.
There you go. Yeah,
what's going on with
you? You're breaking up a lot, hey, Milkman. You got your connections coming in and out, Milkman.
Oh yeah, I thought it was me. Fucking yeah, it was.
Yeah, Milk. You got anything else? Shut everything else off. What else do you have running in there? You got any torrents? You got porno? What going on?
I got nothing else. Got your browser.
That's it. Nothing else.
I'm going to talk.
It's bad. Maybe I should just call you on the cell phone. What do you think?
I shut down.
All right, he's working on it, I guess. All right, so Lonesome sending in numbers here. Let's get to those real quick. Hopefully things hold up as far as technical-wise with the calling out. All right, Jin, I'm going to copy-paste these in the Skype conference chat.
Yeah, all right.
I'll bring you up to speed. There we go.
Holy shit.
Quite a few of them, yeah. If any of them jump at you, let me know. I'm looking at the first one. Phil Trujillo is offering January cow elk hunts. So they're hunting for cows and elk, I guess? Or cow elk?
What the hell is that?
What's a cow elk? I know a cow. I know an elk. An elk is like a deer, like a moose kind of thing. Jen, I don't know if they got those in the UK.
It is a member of the deer family. It's probably like the second largest. Is my audio any better now?
Yes, it is a little bit so far.
Okay, I won't talk real loud. I know that may possibly be it. Could be clipping.
Filtering the clipper, yeah, because you're sending too many packets out. You got big, wide mouth. Big mouth, big voice.
I do have that problem. I got to take the microphone out.
You're breaking up again.
My mouth here.
You ruined it. You're breaking up again, stupid asshole.
This blows, man.
Yeah. Listen, if you weren't stealing your Wi-Fi from the neighbor, that might help out too, you know? Maybe? Make a little bit of investment in yourself, in your future. That helps out also. Hey. All right, so January cow elk hunt. I guess, I don't know. They own the Racks and Furs Outfitters place in Cleveland and a Hunter's Lodge nearby, so a place where hunters hang out. I don't know. It would be a good warm-up. Let's give him a call. Phil Trujillo.
Yeah, you warm yourself up, man. I'm born ready.
Yeah, Jin, you almost had an accident today on your motorcycle machine.
I did, yeah, and I'm still a bit fucking, you know,
yeah,
because I nearly died. You know, that was the closest call I've ever had. I've had close calls in the past, but today was really fucking close. That would have been instant death, too, because I was going very fast. I was speeding, he was speeding, and fuck me, if that had hit, boy, I'd have been dead. That would have just been bang, yeah. Blah.
Do you wear a leather jacket in case you fall off so that you don't scrape up?
Yeah, I've got a full set of leathers, and because it's winter, I usually wear even more padding because it's quite cold. But nevertheless, you know, when you're going that speed, it's you know, if you hit something and it's coming at the same speed at you, that's
dead.
Twice the speed, man. That's dead no matter what you're wearing.
Yeah, Jen, you know, maybe, I don't know, man. Maybe something other than assless chaps might save you.
I just need to slow the fuck down.
Learn your lesson, Jen. Slow down. I had a police officer that told me that once. Slow down.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Phil Trujillo?
Yeah, it is.
I was looking about you have a January cow elk hunt machine going on.
I do?
Yeah, these cows are some of the most elusive animals in the world. I was trying to find one. I wanted a good steed to catch. Now, can we live capture them? Can I use like a dart and live capture them?
No, these are cow elk.
Yeah, so I'm looking for, I want to catch one of them. I'm going to tranquilize it, and I'm going to put it on a boat and bring it to San Diego. And I built a theme park here, a large theme park where we want people to be able to come up close with some of the most dangerous animals in the world, including the cow elk.
You know, I don't... I would have to look into the way the Game and Fish would let you do that over here in New Mexico.
Oh, wow. See, I don't know. See, I used to have a theme park off the coast of Costa Rica in an island called Isla Nublar. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Right.
Yeah,
no.
But things got crazy. This tropical cyclone came through, and then there was this fat guy who stole all the semen from this frozen container that we had, animal sperms. He put them in this, there was like this container of shaving gel, and he put them in there, and he got in the Jeep, and he was driving, it was raining a lot, and he fell out, and then this one dinosaur came out, and it raped him, and killed him, and ate him, and fucked him, and we didn't find him at all. Yeah, so we're just presuming, that he's not coming back.
Oh yeah, no, he'll be back.
I don't know if he will. So then we sent the black guy over to the little...
He'll be back.
Well, we sent the black guy to the power station to turn on
the
main...
He'll be back in the morning, bud.
You think
in
so?
In the morning. Yeah.
Well, what if what if the dinosaur killed him and fucked him and raped him and all that?
Then he's pregnant.
Yeah, but you think he'll have dinosaur babies?
Yeah, probably.
Well, it's a boy dinosaur and a boy man, then a boy human. Now he's gone.
Boy human.
Name the movie, Jen Stewart. Any idea what movie that was?
I have fucking... What, with dinosaurs having sex with people?
Yeah, you know the movie.
The fuck kind of movie is that? No, I haven't seen anything like that.
You know the guy? The fat guy stole the sperms?
No.
And he hacked the fences, you know?
Free Willy? I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Come on. We'll call his brother Ron. Ron Trujillo is also... a part of this scheme.
All right, let me talk to him then. I'll ask him about this movie.
They work for the iGen company. Ingen.
Yeah.
You never heard of Ingen?
I don't care who they work for.
International Genetics. That's the name of the company. Yeah, man.
All right, then let's talk to these guys.
They're cloning dinosaurs out of amber, out of mosquitoes and frost.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shit, it's fucking crazy, man. Costa Rica. Waiting on Skype. Come on, Skype. You can do it, Skype. Jen, can you hear me? Milkman, you guys still hear me? Uh-oh. Skype froze. Well, Skype is freezing. Let me play music. I think Skype crashed. Well, that would suck. Wouldn't have much of a show without a Skype. I think Dennis Nedry hacked the Skype. Skype not responding. Beautiful. Brilliant. Alright, let me try to load Skype again. There, Jen, you there? Yeah, it's dialing him still.
Hello.
Manager and kill it. I don't know what happened. Jen, Jen's still reconnecting. I don't know if it affected.
What did I don't you know, dude. Am I going to be able to make it or not? I may have to go to the phone and tell her.
You might die.
Better.
You might die tonight.
Is it still chopping?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it is kind of choppy. You want to go to the cell phone?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Hey,
if
Jen,
it sounds bad, go ahead and call.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it. It's okay now. Yeah, Jen, my Skype just froze, like on my laptop.
Yeah, I could still hear you. You were chatting away there, like, oh, the Skype is frozen. And then I was like, yeah, I can hear you. And then you couldn't hear me.
And I couldn't hear you.
Oh,
but you could hear
Girl
me.
Girl Scout cookies.
Which ones you got? The regular? What? The mint? Mint chocolate? What do you got?
All the mint thins, man. Girl Scout cookies, dude. I'm about to partake, brother.
That's good, man. You know what? I like to put one in the milk, in the glass of milk, and I leave it at the bottom, and I have it at the very end, and it's all mushy. Yeah, eat it with a spoon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you definitely. I'll save some. I'll put these in the freezer. I'll put some in the freezer for you and Jim, and then like when you guys come out to visit, man, we'll have some Girl Scout.
I don't know. I'm not too keen on this idea.
He's gonna freeze something.
Jim, take my word for it, man. Take my word for it. You'll enjoy it, man.
What, the milkman?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Milkman freezes all his
cum. You can trust me on this one, man.
Here's Ron Trujillo. Ron Trujillo.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah, it's yours.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jim Stewart. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right. I want to wish you Happy New Year, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, same to me. Excellent. Now, my friend Carlito, he's El Mano. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Ah, he talked to your brother recently, and he was telling him about a movie. I don't know anything about this movie. I was wondering if you knew about this movie.
No, and it sounds like you're calling the wrong number as well.
No, I haven't even told you yet. How can you be so sure?
Because I'm not looking at no movies and I'm not soliciting no movies. Are you soliciting any type of movie?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, do you know about this movie? And I haven't even started explaining the context of the movie yet, and you're already saying I've got the wrong number. How can you be so sure?
Well, go get to it and I'll let you know.
So it's a movie about a man who has sex with a dinosaur and becomes impregnated by the dinosaur and then gives birth to little baby dinosaur humans.
Don't know anything about it.
How can you be so sure?
That doesn't sound like any kind of movie that I've seen.
But your brother... Shut up. Your brother told my friend something different.
Okay, so why are you calling me?
Because I thought perhaps you knew about the movie. I thought you had the starring role.
I just replied to that, and no, I don't.
I'm sure it was
so
you
what
in
is
the
it
starring.
You want?
I want to get your autograph because I'm a secret fan, admirer of you in this movie.
You're not going to get a secret fan, and you need to remove this phone number.
What do you mean
from
I'm not going to get
solicitation that you're doing? Okay.
Shut up! What do you mean I'm not going
don't,
to?
If you don't, then I'm going to report your ass. Okay.
And then?
Are we clear on that?
No, I want to get your signature, please, on my dinosaur.
You're not going to get nothing from me.
Hold on a second. I've got a T-Rex. Can you sign it across the chest? Hello?
A T-Rex across the chest. That rhymes. I like that.
Right on its breast. Right on its breast, Jim.
This is actually a leaked
you know,
script for Jurassic
breast,
Park 4.
Very glands of the T-Rex.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, guys, I wanted to mention, I just remembered, a good friend of our show, AMD, had a loss in his family. AMD's dad passed away earlier today. I guess yesterday for him over there in the UK. So we want to send.
Oh, he's here in the UK.
Yeah, AMD's in the UK, right? Yeah, he is. So
he's from Wales.
Yeah,
but he's in Torquay.
Actually, he's listening right now. I think he's in the chat room.
Yeah, stopped in the chat. He's listening, man. I didn't say anything about it, but yeah, it's true, man. And you know, much blessings and our condolences to the AMD and the family, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing but good wishes and best wishes for you from the madhouse.
Yeah,
man.
Prayers and wishes from me and the rest of us. Yeah, for sure. So, man, take it easy and try to enjoy the show. Get your mind off of it. I know how it is. I lost my mom last year, and I found a lot of it was all it could take just to try to laugh a little bit in a tough situation. So there you go.
Here, smile and a laugh with the madhouse, brother.
There you go. All right. Hopefully he's not upset I brought that up. Just thinking about him. You know, when KDK, when his dad died, we had condolences for him. You know, KDK, he could help you out. AMD could call KDK. He lost his dad once.
You know what? There was a request for somebody to, from one of our militia members for somebody to call KDK's answering machine.
Again? No, because he said he's going to charge me and Brad Carter with hate crimes for calling his voicemail on Christmas Eve.
Oh, if it has anything to do. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Skip yeah. that. No, we're not going to do that.
Trying to get us in trouble. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know why somebody sent me that message, but I typed back to him -10-4.
That's a horrible idea because we're, you know, it's hate That's crimes. Leaving KDK a message is hate
we
crimes.
We don't want hate crimes, man. We love KDK.
Sure, we do.
We don't hate him. No. He may have some attitude issues. We still love him.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
We're praying for him, too. Here's a request a prank from Big Ken. Two professional males wanting to rent out their living room for $600 a month. Do you Ken suggests, do you we mind if we could rub one out on the sofa at all times of the day? Interesting. Okay. Let me I'm gonna drop this request to prank here in the Skype chat for you. If any of you want to jump in on this. Okay, so this is two gentlemen. No names on this one, just two dudes looking professional males, whatever that means. It sounds like they're masseuses to me. Wanting to run out the masseuse. I guess that would be right, masseuse.
Yeah.
Did you know in France the name guy is pronounced Guy? Isn't that stupid?
Guy. Why is that stupid?
Because it's guy. Guy. I am Guy. I'm gay. You got French in you too? Probably do, don't you, Jen? You got French. What do you like better? You like French people better or British people?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. I can't. I'm biased. I don't know.
You hate them equally. Well, you're German.
Nah,
so you're
man. Norwegians are superior.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, a lot of my customers are from Norway.
My wife's reminding me I have to open a window because I'm smoking a cigar. So after this.
What is it with you and these fucking cigars?
Hello?
Leave a message after the beep.
Okay, man.
Meep.
Cigars are good. They're good, man. You don't like cigars? Jen, we're going to have cigars when we do our New York show. We're going to have big cigars.
Yeah, right.
My big dick in your mouth. But,
big old dog turd.
And I'll bite it off.
You would, monkey.
And you have to send it to Haiwan.
Yeah, can we go and see her when I get there?
Well, she's in the other part of the country. We'd have to go to San Francisco.
She's in Berkeley, man. Pashmina Pussier. Yeah, definitely, man. I'll take you to that restaurant.
Shit, she'll kill us, man.
Nah, but we'll do
she might kill you, but she already told me what she wants to do with me.
So fuck you.
We'll be outside the window waving at her when we're on the phone, right?
Sure. Give me a second. I'll be right back. Entertain the people for like 15 seconds while I open a window.
Hey, Jen, what we'll do is set it up, and we'll call them, and I'll have the taxi waiting out front, revved up and ready. You guys will call and wave at them, and I'll be out there, and I'll flip them the bird tune, and hop in the taxi and scream out of there, man. We'll put it out on the internet. This will be famous. Paper.
You sure that'll work?
Oh, yeah, I think it'd be worth it, man. She adores you, man. You're probably one of her best fans, man. She loves you, man. She's terrible.
Yeah, but she's married.
That's all right, dude. We can make an exception, right? We can make an exception in certain cases. I mean, come on.
I hope you're right, man, because I don't want to go up there for nothing, you know? I want to get laid when I'm there.
Hey, I'm not very far at all from Oakland. I'm very, very close to San Fran. So, hey, man, there's always something fun.
You guys talking shit about me? What happened?
Yeah, we were talking shit about you.
I record this.
You need to get that damn captain's hat on, man, because your head's a little bit crooked tonight.
Crooked? I just got a haircut, you asshole. What do you mean crooked? I got a great
haircut. It's crooked. He told me that you need to put that hat on. I agreed, man. Let's make it unanimous.
I got a sexy haircut tonight. Right. Yesterday, I got a sexy haircut.
Eat it up.
Very sexy haircut. All right.
Go.
I'm going to try these professional males again, see if they answer.
Leave a message after the beep.
Mexicans. All right, so here's a different number then. Big Jen. We got a couple chicks, a 24-year-old working female, quiet, laid-back rocker chick, and a Ford model. I don't know
And what does she do?
And a Bohemian spiritualist. What the hell is a Bohemian spiritualist? Looking for a roommate who is 420 friendly. There you go. You know what's up with that. Milkman, you're 420 friendly. You should do that.
Negative 10-4.
Well, what does that mean, 420 friendly?
That day you smoke marijuana. That's, you smoke the weed.
Never, man. That stuff's bad for you, man.
Is that what that means?
Marijuana cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell has 420 got to do with it, then?
Oh, my God. Really? You don't know that
because
either?
Boys. Yeah, you should know that.
Come on, man.
Why, really? Why would I know that?
Because, I don't know.
But you're doing research. Man, I thought you was like the medium man.
Yeah, so, but like, I don't know anything about what is 420? I don't understand the significance of that. You explain that to me.
Who knows? 420, it's a number that for some reason has connotation with marijuana smoking weed. You know?
But why? Okay, all right.
Well, Milkman's doing over there now. No one really knows. There's rumors.
Story. 8-4. Most people used to work 8 hours. And then you get off at 4, that was the old way, you know, this was before the economic crunch. You got off at 4, 20 minutes later, you're boogieing down, man, then out comes the number, 420.
That's not it. I thought it was people used to smoke at 4:20 p.m. at Berkeley University.
I'm saying, you get off at 4 o'clock, 20 minutes later, 420.
No one knows. It's Hitler's birthday also. I thought you'd be a fan of that, Jen. I thought you're on the eugenics and all that. Well, 420 is a code for a weed. You never heard on April 20th everyone smoking weed and
best militia in the industry, man. Eugenically approved.
There you go. All right, so a couple of chicks, 420 friendly. Jen, you want that? You want to talk to them? Ask them what.
No, you talk to them. Yeah, okay. I'll ask them what 420 is. Yeah.
Tell them you're from the UK and you're confused and you're Tell them you're hot and that you're playing archery.
Some kind of information about a call here, man. Did he send it to you, Hermano?
This came from Ken. Big Ken sent this.
I got the information from him, but he hasn't verified it with me.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the name? It doesn't.
Jen.
I'll go ahead and post it, and then I don't know if it's good yet.
North Hollywood.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That's exciting, isn't it?
I'm trying again, don't worry.
What is the meaning of the 420?
What do you mean? What 420?
You went in and out of that place.
How do I post in this chat? Just SMS?
This should be a little, thing in the bottom.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Did you get it?
Yeah.
All right. Good, man.
That was from Jose. He seems to believe that's a good one. There's some information on another one. Seems funny, but I don't got a number yet.
I don't know that I got it. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, where'd you post it, man?
In gold.
It's in the chat, Skype.
I don't see. You see it, Jen? I don't see shit.
Yeah, it's in gold.
The Gort? I gotta fire up Gort, I guess.
Yeah, the Gort. Yeah.
Fucking Gort.
I don't see anything.
IRC.
Yeah, I do see. Yeah, I do see.
You do?
I don't know how to do it. I think this sucks. Skype, you know I'm a fan of Skype, piss. Yeah. I tried to send it. Okay, it says call group video call. It's just got our name in it. I think
Because I think you've got the wrong... No, he's got the wrong madhouse.
You got the other madhouse. The old madhouse? Yeah. Milkman.
Oh. Yeah.
I see where you put it. I see. I put it in the new one.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Because we started a new conference call when I crashed.
Okay. Here, okay. Maybe I can send it directly to Jen.
You can send it directly to me.
Is that right? Did it come?
Yeah, I've got something. Hold on.
I see. I'm sure you need to relax. I see it in the old conference chat, the one that.
Yeah, I see this. Yeah, I'm sure you need to relax. Blah blah blah.
All right. I got it from the other one, Milkman. Milkman's learning how to use his computer still for the first time. So we'll
actually, yeah, man. I just switched over. I'm really wanting a Mac, man, because Because this PC shit's just way too hard for me. And it's got two buttons on the mouse, man. Why ain't got an...
You know, me and Carlito, we were talking about Macs earlier, weren't we? So we were saying about, you know, Macs and who they're for.
Who needs two buttons? Hell. No one needs two buttons. No one needs Flash.
Why can't they get rid of the one button and just make no buttons? How about that?
They have that. The Mac has the Magic Mouse with no buttons on it. It's just the mouse, and it's all touch.
I got an old Mac. It's only got one button on it. Man,
get the Magic
I don't
mouse.
Like his computer shit. It's too hard, man. You gotta think, man. It really bums me out, man.
Alright. Speaking of bums, here's Jose's number. I'm sure you need to relax and enjoy every bit of satisfaction.
This is good,
because
I put this one out here for you.
I'm never in a rush.
If you throw a bone, man, I ain't gonna be retrieved.
Alright, let me talk. Damn it, I'm never in a rush. Just want you totally relaxed and renewed. Call me and you won't regret it. I'm guessing this is a masseuse, a massage lady. That's my guess. That'd be my guess. I think that's a pretty accurate guess also. Hang on, let me, since he didn't type this out right, I got to type it in myself.
Yeah, there's no formatting here.
Give me a second here. God damn it. Now what's Skype doing? Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to play Doom. I haven't played Doom in a while. It's a classic game. Jin, you're too young for Doom. I don't think you ever played Doom. You ever played Doom? The game Doom?
Yeah, I think maybe, probably. Yeah. It's similar to
Wolfenstein.
Other
right? Jin, you mad played Wolfenstein, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's that's the first one that started Doom. It's got all the like Nazi shit on it, man. It's pretty cool, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's cool.
I never played it.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is the massage lady.
Yes.
Oh, good. And were you available tonight for massage?
Yeah, where are you located?
Let's see here. Well, I'm new to the area. I'm in a hotel right now. Would you make a call to a hotel, or does that scare you? It's a nice hotel. It's clean. They have nice sheets and everything, and there's a window in case you need to leave.
In case I need to leave?
Yeah, like if something bad happened, like a fire, that we can use the front door. But also, just in case something bad happens, it has a window, and it has, like, this exit out of the window.
Okay, what hotel, honey?
It's in the... You're near Kalamazoo, right?
No, not at this time.
Are you anywhere near? Can you make it to Kalamazoo? I can meet you somewhere else. What about if I drove over to South Haven? Would that work for you?
Well, how about you just come a little bit further? I'm in Benton Harbor and I have my own room, so you don't have to rent another one.
How many, does it have any exits? How many, is it just one door?
Yeah, no, it's two doors.
Two doors, so if there's something blocking one door, then I could leave out of the other door, right? It's safe?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, and is there smoking allowed inside the room and everything, or?
Yeah.
That's dangerous, though, because I don't want anyone to fall asleep. And, sometimes you can... If you know, the most common way for people to get on fire is if you drop a cigarette while you're sleeping.
Right, well, there's a window, too, so...
Huh? It has a window, too?
Yeah.
Is it like a third-floor window, or how high up is it?
I'm on the second floor. It's not that high up.
So I could jump, and you think I make it?
Yeah.
Are there bushes right under the window?
What?
What's under the window? Is it bushes or concrete or what is it?
Bushes.
Well, are they have thorny bushes? Like, is it a lot, has a foliage or is it dry?
I don't know, honey.
How many mattresses do you have there? Because maybe we could put a mattress outside. Like, if a fire happens, we could break the window and throw the mattress out.
Okay, is this a serious call or are you just...
Yeah, I want to, I'll pay double the time, whatever it is. I want
okay.
Because you want to totally relax and everything and do the massage?
Yes.
All right, do you do deep tissue or which Swedish or what's your, like, specialty?
Deep tissue, honey.
All right, deep tissue? All right, cool. Now, I have these rocks, and I like to microwave them so they get warm. And then you
I have a microwave.
Okay. And then what you do is you microwave the rocks and you put them on my back. And and they're nice and warm. And then I have like some Bengay and Icy Hot, and you put the Bengay and Icy Hot, you mix it together, and you rub that on my back and my ankles, because I have swollen ankles. I'm diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then do you have any Epsom salt?
No, I don't, honey. I'm sorry.
What if I bring Epsom salt? Then maybe I can wash my feet and hands in Epsom salt.
Okay.
All right. And then you can wash my feet and kiss my feet.
Okay.
Like Jesus did. Do you know in the Bible when Jesus kissed the people's feet? He washed the feet and he kissed them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. And then do you make foot pussy at all? Like, do you have lubricants and you make the foot pussy?
I'm not sure.
Do you put 2 feet together? Then the heel of the feet, it makes like a vagina kind of, and you lube it up nice and good?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
Yeah, my friend Jin has a bunch of weird fetishes. He's German. Go ahead, Jin.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay. Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, did you have a nice celebration?
It was okay. I got to see my sister.
You have a sister? Is she nice? How old is she?
She's 23, but she lives in Rockford. She just came down to bring the new year in with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you consider it a threesome?
With you two?
No, with me and your sister.
Yeah, but she lives in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. We can go over there together.
Yeah.
I have a helicopter. We can fly there.
You guys, musical playing on the phone.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
Is this a serious call?
Of course it's serious. I'm trying to arrange for my sexual fantasies to be fulfilled. And one of my sexual fantasies is a girl and her sister. And in order to achieve this, I'm willing to spend money on a helicopter.
And foot pussy also for me. Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Whore?
No.
Mrs.
We lost her.
She's not a Mrs. anyway. Hang on, let me call her back.
She sounded really,
She seemed pretty cool.
She sounded quite nice, actually, quite friendly. I don't know.
She might, yeah.
She was going along for the ride.
Let's see if she wants to hang out with us and prank calls. Let's see. In the chat room, they're talking about an archer with a helicopter. I know, right? Oh, come on, girl. Answer back.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Yes, this is the
Hello?
Is this massage girl?
Hello, let me put my phone in service.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding. Leave a message.
Oh, what a bitch. I hate it when people do that. It's a milkman thing.
What is that?
Well, I didn't talk to her, man. I didn't know this girl before.
That was her message. Her message. Hang on, let me get my phone in service. Oh, I'm kidding. It's a message. I really want to talk to her. We should infiltrate this.
Come on. She's not going to answer now. She knows it's playing. She thinks it's playing.
It's all over, Carlito.
Let it go.
I ruined it.
Yeah.
I ruined it. I was stupid. I was talking about Windows and foot pussy.
She went for a while, but I think the foot pussy got her.
Yeah.
Hey, Edamano.
Oh, no, helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter.
Yeah, she got lost.
Could have said you're going to send a car. That might, you know, I'll send a car. That's something.
Edamano, AMD says thank you for his message on Facebook, and he hadn't had a chance to reply to anybody today, but he will get back to you.
Well, all right, AMD, you got it, man. Take it easy. No need to reply. Handle your thing. Handle your thing, AMD, your business and all this, all stuff of this nature. Chris, we got Chris, we got Wayne from Addison. Brangus Farm is selling Brangus bulls. I guess he's selling cows. All right. Cows for sale. Nice. Milkman, there you go. You get some, you can milk the bulls.
Hell yeah, man. Let's get him out of here, man. I'm from Amish country.
I still want to know about this fucking dinosaur movie you were talking about.
Oh, it's awesome. We'll get someone to figure it out.
That's a good show, man.
That's a good movie, dude. Yeah.
Bollocks.
It's called Dinosaur Zoo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that zoo with a Q or zoo with an S?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have the bulls?
Yeah.
Yeah, are they milking age yet? Can we milk the bulls and all that? We need some milk. Like, we wanted to have some moo cows and we can milk the bulls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can milk.
Okay, but how much milk do they produce each? And do you just how do you do the pasteurization of the bull's milk?
Probably a couple of gallons a day.
A couple of gallons a day from the bulls? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How many teats do they have per bull?
Four.
Four teats per bull?
Yeah.
All right, and you just kind of pull on them and the milk comes out after a while?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
Are you stupid or something? Do you know bulls are boys? The bulls don't have...
You must be.
You're an idiot because I'm trying to do a stupid joke that the bull is a girl cow with milk, and what I'm talking about is jacking off a cow. Jacking off a boy cow. You're really fucking dumb, aren't you?
Are you calling all the way from California?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. I'm calling from sunny California.
That's about what I figured.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody...
Yeah,
that's how y'all are down there.
Yeah, so this is, you do jerk off bulls, don't you? He does jerk off cows. Boy cows. You goddamn silly slickers.
Man, too bad Death Fox wasn't awake, man. He'd handle his ass.
Death Fox knows how to milk a bull.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Hey, Ken, what you want there, boy?
Fuck you guys.
Well, there you go. Well, welcome. I'm glad you found us here. Good to hear you.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's going on? I sent in a couple requests of pranks. People looking for roommates, but they were dumb enough to leave their addresses, too.
Oh, my God. That's
so I put also the local Domino's so we can have some pizza sent over to them, too.
Very good. Very good. I think we tried to call one of them. I think we did the 420 friendly.
There was another one that I sent to you. It was a guy with a one-bedroom apartment trying to rent out another part of it. He wants to share his one-bedroom apartment with somebody.
That is gay. I'm just saying.
He wants like $600.
$600 for half a bedroom?
Hi.
Wow.
Is that New England states? Is that where that is?
New England.
That's California.
Is that Connecticut somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I bet you there's probably an address there related to an England state.
I'm New sure. Haven. New Haven. So. I don't know what town it is. I don't know. Inside joke. Jin, you have no idea what we're talking about. It's like a 420.
No, I never know what you're talking about anyway, man.
Yeah. You don't understand my accent. Cool. You don't get it. All right, let me...
We'll translate later.
All right, I'm looking for that now, Ken. Let me see here. One bedroom. Do you know of a name that I can search for that you would have sent that with?
I want to say his name was Andy.
Andy. Good Andy. Let me see Andy. Let me try that. Andy, guy seems shady. Wants to share his one-bedroom apartment for $550.
Slim Shady.
Why doesn't he just become a man whore?
He should, yeah.
Slim Shady, my son.
You know, it's not that hard to make a glory hole. All you need is a piece of plywood and a hole. Paint it white, maybe, a little bit. A little whitewash.
Yeah, but man, you gotta remember, if it's plywood, man, don't you gotta like...
You gotta sand it.
Smooth the edges? You don't want to get a splinter, do you?
No,
that part of it?
You gotta sand it.
You better sand that, huh? Route it?
You trace the outline with a Coke can. That's about as thick as you can find. So...
Dude, I would have a hard time there, because, like, your can's about the same dimension.
That's cool. Thank you for that image. Thanks. Thank you, Milkman.
What's wrong with that guy?
At Armita, bro. No. Yeah, yes. You have a one bedroom for rent?
It's not a bedroom. What? It's an apartment to share.
It's a one bedroom apartment?
It's a one bedroom apartment, yeah.
And so how many other rooms are there? Just the bedroom?
There's just one bedroom apartment. I mean, it's just one room.
Okay. Do you also, does it have a separate living room and stuff, or is it just one box?
Yeah, but it has a living room. It's one bedroom apartment.
Okay. So
it's one bedroom and one bathroom.
So I get the bedroom, and then where do you sleep, on the couch?
No, you don't get it. It's too shared. We were going to share everything, so you are going to put your bed in the same bedroom that is my bed. So we're going to share everything.
Okay, and do we share the same bed? Can I use the bed? Or?
No, how we can share? No, you're going to have your own bed. I have my own bed. We're just going to share the place.
No, but at first, maybe separate beds, but maybe after a few months, we can put them together and make one big bed.
No.
Well, what if we're friends? If we're friends, maybe, no?
No.
Okay. Now, do you have a rule for the toilet, like how you use the bathroom?
Excuse me?
Do you have any bathroom rules?
What do you mean, like?
Like for number one?
You need to clean after yourself. That's it.
Yeah, but like if I do number one, I want you to sit down for number one because I don't want pee-pee everywhere, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then when are you going to take out the trash? Every week, or do we do 1 week me, 1 week you? How did you want to do it?
The trash, it depends on how it's full. If you want to take it, you take it. You don't. If I feel like it's full, so I take it.
Uh-huh. And what if I think it's full? Do I just leave it for you?
However you want. It's up to you. If you think that you're clean, so you're going to do it, right?
Yeah. Now, do you have laundry machine there, or you know?
The building has.
All right, so can you do my laundry for me sometimes if maybe I'm busy?
No. I don't do that. That's sure. You're going to do your stuff by yourself. I don't do laundry. I don't do nothing like that.
No? Okay. Now, what about for the TV?
What do you mean the TV? I have like a cable. You're not going to pay the cable.
I'm not going to pay the cable?
No, you're not going to pay the cable, no utility. You're going to pay your rent, $5.50, and that's it.
And you have internet too, or no?
I have internet too.
All right. What speed internet? Do you have DSL, or what do you have?
No, it's not DSL. It's inside. It's Wi-Fi. It's not wireless. I don't know. Like, I have a router. I have wireless.
You have wireless?
Yeah.
Do you have Internet Explorer?
Internet Explorer? What do you mean? You want to use my computer?
Well, I mean, do you have Internet Explorer? Does it work there?
Yeah, so it depends. It depends on your computer.
Oh, do you have a YouTube computer that I can use, or do I have to use my own YouTube computers?
No, you're going to use your computer. You're not going to use nothing that, for example, like my computer, you're not going to use.
Okay.
You can use a TV. You can use everything that's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, stuff like computers, stuff like that, no.
Okay. What about microwaves?
You can use a microwave. Like paper towel, paper toilet, you need to buy your own paper toilet. You're not going to share mine, because I'm not going to buy it for you, right?
Well, maybe one time you buy it, and then next time I buy it, we share like that, maybe?
Maybe that can work, yeah.
Okay, and then sometimes then I can share the car. We can carpool
together. No, my car either. You're not going to drive my car.
Well, how many cars can we have there then? Two?
How many cars what?
If one day I use the car and then the next day you use the car.
No. My car, you are not going to use my car. If you have a car, if you want to use it.
Well,
you are not going to use my car.
Do you want to, I have an Audi you can use. Do you want to borrow the car tonight?
No.
Okay.
No, that's personal, so we don't share that.
Oh, do you snore?
Huh?
Do you snore?
No, I don't.
Okay, and do you fart sometimes in the bed? Like, you know, you ever do that?
That's in my bed, so what is wrong with that?
But I can smell it, you know, in the same room. That's the problem. If you make a fart.
Yeah, but I don't do that. I'm very respectful about that.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to go and do that. Yeah.
Do you go to the bathroom to make a fart and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about masturbation?
Dude, you know what? I'm not interested anymore.
No, but thank listen, you. If
you're
I want to masturbate...
Just find another place to and thank you. I'm sorry.
No, but what about the when it comes to masturbate? These are all valid questions. Let me see if I can get him back. Because I fart in my sleep sometimes, guys. I'll be honest with you. I shit the bed sometimes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3, 2, 3.
There you go, guys. Call him. I want everyone to call him because that guy's funny. No, you know. I like how I said at some point we'll push the beds together. Just kidding. Dude, find more of those. That's funny, Ken. I like that. One bedroom for rent.
I sent you like 10 different roommate numbers.
But are they all the same one bedroom? That's awesome. I love that. That's so weird. How desperate are you? Where you're like, I'm gonna rent half of my room out. Jesus, only Mexicans would do that. I'm just saying. He's like, I could fit like 4 families in this room.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Nothing. It's going straight to voicemail now. All right, good deal. That was a good one. We'll do some more of those in a second. We got someone with a gorilla and monkey costumes from Lonesome Loser. D is selling gorilla and monkey costumes for $8. That's a good deal.
$8 is a bit cheap.
You think they're good? Real
no,
hair?
I think they'd probably be pretty shit.
You have a gorilla costume, you said, right? Gorilla.
I do, yeah. I do, and I was going to bring it with me if I come over there.
There you go.
And then, you know, I could use it over there, and so you could film it or something like that.
And I'll have a horse costume?
We'll go into a restaurant or something and then use it.
Bestiality.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a gorilla costume?
Yes,
uh-huh. Does it have real hair, or what kind of hair is it?
Well, yeah, it's got hair. It's got the mask. It's got the full body suit. And then I've also got gloves available, too.
Gloves? To go with. To touch it? You touch it with gloves so it doesn't get messed up?
No, huh?
No? All right. Is it? How many times have people worn it? Is it kind of funky inside?
No, it's good. It's nice.
Yeah.
I've got one. Let's see. I got to remember if there's two or if there's one. I think I sold one. I've got one full one, and then I've got a half of one. That's just the upper body and the mask,
mm-hmm.
And then I've got the children's ones that are kids
yeah.
type costumes.
All right.
But the full gorilla is $45.
All right. And then what's $8? The half one.
Oh, no, that's a kid's. You know, I've got different kids' costumes. No, there's no way those are $8 for the adult ones.
So the half one, how low does it go? Does it go up past the ding-dong or above it?
It would be probably longer. And these are large size. These aren't for, a small person. They are a large size costume.
All right, because maybe, does it go down to the waist? Is it above the waist, Like, where does it cut off, the half one?
I'm sorry. I don't remember. I would have to pull it out and look. I'd say it's going to be longer.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be cool. If it comes down to the waist, like to the belly, then I could walk around, right, the mask and the belly. And then I'll just have my ding-dong flapping around and put sneakers on and run around, and it'll be like a monkey. But I have a big dong, so I can make it slap on my knees back and forth, like shake it. Just run around with my ding-dong out. Would that be acceptable? Hello? No. Damn. I'm just thinking about half monkey, half human. It'd be like a banana. I'm painting yellow. No, no. That monkey's got a banana.
Hello?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Hey, Carlito, should call or call our favorite pizza tracker and send some pizzas to Faison and then wait for them to be delivered and have Jen call her and ask how she liked them.
Let's just call her. Let's see how big Faison is doing. Jen, I think you missed that show where I made the order to Faison and canceled it. 15 minutes later, she got pretty mad.
Okay, yes, I did miss that. Let me talk to her then.
Okay. Tell her we're sorry.
I'll remind her.
Try to sneak Ding Dong in the call at some point.
All right.
Thanks.
Are they even open?
Should be on a Saturday, yeah. I'd hope so.
Maybe they're very busy.
Maybe. Give it a few more rings here.
Ding dong. See, I did it.
Here's a weird one. We got a woman offering fur baby sitting in care. What? Hello.
What?
Hello and happy to make your acquaintance. 60 plus woman owned by two fur babies and happy to care for your fur babies in your home. What the fuck does that mean?
She's in the
fur babies.
Yeah, what the fuck is a fur baby? That sounds
maybe
racist.
Maybe it's a baby with fur.
Like, I'm thinking furry, like those furry people. But holy shit. All right, let's see. Fur babies. Nothing.
Please leave your...
Nothing. All right. Karen says, we love to clean housewives. Are you desperate to clean your house? All right. Cool. This is...
We love to clean housewives.
Yeah. You know, clean them out. Enemas and stuff, maybe? I guess. I don't know.
That's interesting.
The show's going... This is a weird show tonight. Not much action. No super angry pranks yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sorry, Matt. I'm going to quit what I'm doing and listen to you.
You almost died, that's why, Jen.
Yeah, well, it's still on my mind.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. You like to clean housewives, is it?
Yes, that's us.
Okay, so how many housewives, what do you just hose them down and stuff? Because I have some housewives that are kind of overworked and stuff.
It's only myself and my partner.
Okay, is it a girl partner?
Yeah.
All right, and then you come over and you clean.
Are we talking cleaning houses or are we talking something else?
Well, so you said you like to clean housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. I've got housewives already. They need to be clean. They're dirty. They're not very clean. They've been defecating on themselves and stuff, so I thought maybe you could come and clean them up, give them enemas and things like that.
No, that's not what we do.
Then what do? You clean the toilets?
We clean an actual house.
What about the toilet?
We clean toilets and every part of the house.
All right, well, I have three bathrooms in the house. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no toilet paper in the whole house, though. So we would need some help.
I don't think we'll be able to help you.
Well,
Thank you.
I shit in the toilet and then you come clean it. I got a better idea. Let's see if I can get her back. Well. Splendid tonight. Splendid show.
Hi, it's Karen and you've reached...
Anyway, Joe wants some healthy goats. Big Joe, healthy goats for Joe. Let's see. Something's got to stick here. We're doing okay, I guess. I'm going to stop talking about it.
Let me talk to Jay.
All right. Joe, healthy goats.
He wants goats.
Mm-hmm, he's looking for healthy goats. Get it right, Jay.
All right. Yeah, hi, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing there? This is Mr. Stewart. Yeah, Mr. Stewart, I'm, yeah, I'm, well, I, not yet. I'm a goat farmer, and heard you were looking for some goats.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I'm just hanging in there. I'm about ready to fall asleep here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I wake you up there? Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Mr. Stewart. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
How many goats you got?
Well, I got four little goats here, and they're in pristine condition.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, let me get a pad and a pen here.
Okay, you get a pen.
Okay.
So, tell me a little bit about why you want my goats. What do you want to do with my goats?
Well, I just take care of them. I have chickens and goats, and I used to have chickens, goats, rabbits, and
yeah.
All kinds of birds, and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I'm down to chickens and goats, which is my favorite pet.
Ah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I kind of like horses myself. Ding dong.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, my wife loves horses.
Oh, does she like horses up the ass?
Well, my wife loves horses.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
I like horses,
yeah.
Too, but she loves horses, man.
But you prefer goats.
Well,
I'm at number four Hillbilly Farm.
Number four?
Hillbilly Farm.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, of course I'm serious. I got to name the place myself. See, I'm a multimillionaire, and I spend all the money on the name.
Oh, wow.
That's where I live. I live at the Hillbilly Farm over here. In hillbilly land.
Where's that at?
Fake Street.
Huh?
In Fake Street. I want to talk a little bit more about the goats, okay? Before I give you my address, okay? Because I don't trust you. I want you to convince me that you're not going to do anything improper to my goats. Sir? Oh, you fuck up.
Did he go? Did he figure that one out? Really? That guy seems like he's...
Yeah, he seemed really stupid. Sorry, I'm not with that at all. I'm totally sidetracked. Sorry.
Oh, well, that's cool. That guy sounds funny. I'm surprised he didn't catch on.
Yeah, call him back and you do it.
Yeah.
We are not available to take your call at present. Please leave your password.
I thought it was an answer machine. It's a voicemail. Big Baby Baz is here. Hey, Baz.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. We're doing our thing, you know, trying to prank around. That guy was sounding funny. He sounded like he had, like, two teeth in his mouth.
Happy lucky 13 year to Mr. Baz.
Hey, thanks, Milkman.
Lucky year 13. You're the snake, everybody. You're the snake.
Yeah. Lucky 13. Definitely. Turn it inside out, brother.
All right, I'm looking here at adult books and video. What else? Angela is selling an exercise machine for $50. Okay. I mean, I'm going to see. I have an idea for Angela. I want to see her use it, use the machine, and take pictures.
Hello?
Hi, Angela. You have a machine for sale, a working out machine?
Excuse me?
You have the working out machine for sale?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you have any pictures of it?
On the computer I could email them.
Okay. What which machine is it? Is it the Bowflex?
You know, I'm not even sure what it's called. My ex's machine. So I don't know what it's called.
Oh, are you single now or what's up?
Huh?
You single?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
You have a new girlfriend?
I have the machine, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got...
I honestly don't know what it's called.
Oh, my friend Jin Stewart, he's an archer, so he's looking for a Bowflex machine. He's my new boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't tell anyone, because my mom doesn't know that I'm
could gay. See, like, exactly, like, what it's called, but I don't know. Is this a number that I could, like, send the pictures to, or
yeah.
How do you want me to send them?
Yeah, you could text them right back to this.
Did you...
Did you want to take a picture now? Can anyone take a picture with you on it? You know, maybe you could put some sweatpants on and show how it works, the different positions for the machine, just so I get an idea.
Okay.
All right, because I want, like, do you have sweatpants that you can wear, like gray sweatpants?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead and put on a pair of gray sweatpants. All right, and then maybe can this is you have a friend now who could take the picture, or your boyfriend could take the pictures now?
I'm sure I can find somebody to take the picture.
Tonight, you think, or when?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm kind of lonely tonight.
Yeah, I'll be sending it here. Give me like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, honey. I'll call you back in like 10, 15 minutes, and we'll talk about the pictures.
Okay.
Okay. All right, honey.
Okay.
And I'll call you back.
Sure,
I'm gonna give you like $60.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bye. Wait for her to send the pictures, because this would be funny. I got weird.
She's going to send them where?
I don't know. She's the number that comes up on Skype. I'll just say, oh, yeah, I got them. I didn't get them. But I'll say this thing.
Send us some
for fuck. She's actually going to take pictures of herself on it. You might as well get her to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't have a number she could take. I'm not going to give her my number.
No. She asked for an email. You could have given her the...
The man, how does she know? Yeah, I don't know. My wife will get real mad if she sees pictures of a girl in sweatpants. You know? I don't know. You want me to call her back? I don't know. Jin, you got an email address to send them to? Milkman, what's your email address? We'll have her send them there.
NoDonkeys@JinStewart.com.
NoDonkeys@JinStewart.com?
All
right. How about I call her back and you tell her that? Tell her to say, hey, I'm the boyfriend. Send her this. Can you do that, Jin? Because I'm going to laugh.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
When I try
I'll do it seriously so that she, she actually does it. Because
okay.
I want her to take the pictures and I want to see it.
Yeah, we'll look at her ass. Hell yeah, man. We'll talk about it. All right, here we go. Jin, you gotta share them with us, though, right?
No, it's all for me.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jin. You just spoke to my partner about the exercise machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was wondering, can you actually email us the pictures? Can I give you my email address? Yes, no?
Let me see if... Let me get a pen real fast.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, what's the email address?
My email is nodonkeys, NoDonkeys,
okay.
@ Jin Stewart, JinStewart. .com.
Okay. .com?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay, I'll be sending them here in another 5-10 minutes.
Great, thanks. So looking forward to it. Cheers.
All right, cool. All right, let me know when those come in, Jin.
Awesome. Am I lagging or what? I must be really lagging because she was way behind on that.
There was a little bit of a lag here, yeah.
All right, I'm disconnect or reconnect. Call me back in a second.
Okay.
I want to see this picture so I can rub one out.
There you go. Rub one out.
I got some numbers in the Skype chat for you, Carlito.
Oh, yeah. See these. Let's see here. All right. Jen's calling back. Let me reconnect her. Hello, Jen.
Okay. Hello. Is it better? Yeah, much better.
Much better.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
We'll find out soon enough. Let me go to the top of Ken's number. Bassence puts them in here, too. Ken has no name, but she wants to babysit horses. Nice. All right. Let's do it. 808, it's at Hawaii, 808, I guess, right?
Yep, Hawaii.
Honoruru.
Hello, Pam speaking.
Yes, hi, you have babysitting horses, horse-sitting for babies?
Pardon me, I couldn't hear, there was an echo.
You come to the horses, you watch my horse for me?
Yes, I can. I'm available for watching horses, mucking calls.
Okay. Do you talk to the horse and everything?
No. I haven't been trained in that.
Well, you just said. I write down a few things for you to say to the horse, just to relax the horse and everything.
Oh, yeah. I can, you know, do that. I was. Trained in English riding,
mm-hmm.
But I've done Western.
Okay.
But a lot of my writing was in my youth, but so some of the terminology I'm not that familiar with anymore.
Yeah, you're
but,
stupid.
I'm used to working with horses, and if there's something, you know, that the horse is trained to do, then, you know, I don't go messing with that. I work with the horse's training.
Yeah, I've got Lippins on our horses. They're from Portugal. You ever heard of them? They're all white.
What? You have Lippins on?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're beautiful horses. One of them is named Arturo, you need to talk to him because he doesn't want to cooperate unless you say the right things to him. Hello, yeah?
Hello?
Hi, sweetie. You there? Yo.
Hello. Yeah, kind of an echo, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be interested.
Yeah, have you ever worked with these? They're beautiful horses.
Yeah, definitely. I am familiar with Lipizzaners. I've idolized them since childhood.
Yeah.
From Austria, and that they were saved from the Germans.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm very familiar with Lipizzaners.
Yeah. This
came
one
here to Hawaii. I go to see him. Yes.
Yeah. This one horse, you have to be careful with him. You have to talk to him.
I think they're the most magnificent.
Yes,
of course there is.
Yeah, so what we do, you have to tell Arturo, right, you stupid fucking horse, like that. You have to tell him, you stupid asshole. Oh, she dropped. Okay, and Skype says there's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back. Hey Baz, I think it might be on your end. Like when I connected you, it started messing up.
What the fuck's going on? I can't even hear you guys. Are just like wow.
Really?
You just chop, 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 chop at a chop. Yeah.
What about now? Is it still chopping?
No, now it's a lot better.
It might have been on Baz's end. I think Baz.
No, has... it's still a little bit choppy.
Oh fuck! All right, let me. I'm gonna redo the Skype.
It sounds pretty clear here, but
let me redo the Skype. I'll call you three back in a second. Give me a second.
Haw
yourself. Haw your face. All right, let me redo the Skype thing here. All excited about the Lippins on her. I just know the quote from what's that movie? The movie I'm always talking about, the submarine nuclear war movie. What's it called? Crimson Tide. Speaking of which, Crimson Tide, aren't they playing Notre Dame tomorrow? Tonight? Did they play tonight? What happened? You guys don't care. You guys hate when I talk about sports. Why am I even asking? Madhouse listeners. All you is complain. Hey, sports. I'm Brad Carter. I don't play sports. I'm not a sportsman. Stupid.
Hello.
Hey. How was it now? Any better?
Oh, of course. Much better, yeah. Mm-hmm. For like 2 minutes, it would be great. But fuck Skype, man. It's shit. Skype is a piece of shit.
It is. It's all we got. You
Skype
got some...
piss.
Yeah.
Welcome to Skype piss.
Got a little Skype piss. All right. Hey, we're calling. Did you get the email yet?
Yeah. She didn't send it.
Dude, are we sharing bandwidth? Is this what's going on?
I think Skype works like some kind of bandwidth sharing thing.
Yeah, because it's kind of reminding me like the Gizmo days. The more, you know, the more people you get, then the more bandwidth is like spread out.
Yeah,
or maybe their channel's just not that wide for that many. I don't know, but I noticed that.
Well, no, it used to be a whole peer-to-peer thing, and they moved away from it because
Gizmo
of that.
Gizmo and those things would share that stuff.
Yeah, now I lost the number. Hang on. Shit. Hey, Baz and Ken, can you repost your numbers real quick so I can get the, whatever you put in before? I think I got them here already. No, I don't.
Yeah, mine was a resort on Saipan that offers horseback riding.
Yeah, you know, that lady, I was going to ask her something, you know, because she was talking about English riding. I know a thing or two about dressage, so maybe I should ask her about that.
Dressage. Nice. You said Your parents used to do work on that a lot, right? Wasn't it?
My mom is crazy about horses. I've been around horses pretty much all my kid life. Also, I know a little bit.
Very nice. That's where it comes from. I got you. All right. Do you ever work with the Lippins Honors? You ever do that?
No. All what we had was Arab crossbreeds, and we had a Frisian as well for some time. Mm. Do you know Frisian?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The Arab horses are like the fastest horses, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, they make good dressage horses. I mean, from my perspective.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. But they're not true Arabs. So they're like crossbred.
Okay, Persians. Gotcha. Oh, I'm talking about. I don't know. Ken, the horse lady.
Mongolian one smaller, though.
I need the horse lady, Ken. Did you? Was that on Skype before? Yeah, it was.
I just reposted it at the bottom.
Let me see. No name. Okay, here we go. Babysitting horse.
Tell her that your horse is soothed when you touch his privates.
You got to touch his privates.
Hello, Pam speaking.
Hi, Big Pam. I was calling about the Lippins on her horses. I had a bad connection.
Yes, I know. Oh, I was so praying you would call me back.
Oh, I know. I was hoping you would answer. I was very... yeah.
I have adored the Lippins on horses since I was a child and first read about them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said Lippins on, my heart just skipped a beat, and my head went, whoa, this can't be true. This is a joke. It's a prank call.
No, not at all. It's a serious. No, and then my partner is on the line. He's British, and he knows a lot about dressage. You said you did British writing also?
Yeah, I did it. Did English. I don't have the form I used to. When I was a youngster, I won second place in a horse show in dressage.
So when you say British riding, Pam, when you say British riding, are you talking about dressage riding, or are you talking about something else?
Yes, I have ridden dressage, polo ponies. That's what I grew up riding, was that manner of horse.
Yeah, you know, our horses are strictly dressage horses. We do a lot of lunging. We do a lot of we use a method called roker. Do you know roker?
No, I'm not familiar with
it. It's really cruel because it's very painful for the horse, but it's actually, you know, it's necessary to get the horse to keep its head in the right position. So we would ask you probably to help us out from time to time with that.
No, that would be fine. I lunging horses, Matt. I haven't got a lot of experience, but I'm totally familiar with it, you know, and the procedures and everything. And I frankly, there's some things I've found YouTube can be very, very instructional when it comes to horse training and things like that. That they have really very good videos by the trainers, sometimes the trainers that, you know, I'm researching. So I can, you know, that's one of my learning tools, shall we say. But I'm open to learning, you know, whatever it takes.
Yeah, well, we want you to, you know, start using the Roker method on the horses that we have here. And it basically involves you getting on the horse and pulling very tightly on the reins until the horse's head is tipped in a certain position, neck is bent back perfectly for an excellent dressage posture. So we would have you probably sit on the horse for maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and just, you know, really hold on quite tightly while we do other things with the horse.
No, I can sit on a horse perfectly. I decided long ago that falling off horses is way too painful. So
Yeah, right. That's fine. I'll let you talk to my partner then again, because, you know, I just wanted to know if you were doing dressage, and I can't hear you that well anyway because my connection is absolutely terrible. So.
Okay. I've done some in the past. I wouldn't want to try and enter a show with my form right now, but I can definitely, you know, sit a horse. And while you work with it and that type of thing, and, you know, do some exercising and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we do is this, so you would hold the horse's head in that position, and then what we do is we talk to the horse and we say, "You stupid horse," like that. And we touch him in his private parts. a little bit, and we make him more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And we extract the semen from the boy horse.
Okay.
And we masturbate the horse, and the horse becomes relaxed, and then we start kicking the horse until you keep moving, you stupid horse, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse learns its lesson. It learns that the human is the master on top of the food chain.
Yeah, and the horse always has to know that the human is the master, because if they ever get it in their brain that they're the master, and then they take you for a ride.
Yeah, and then what Jin does sometimes, like what we'll do, if we have a horse that doesn't behave and we have to give up on the horse, what we do is we go down here to the Kilauea Highway, and we take the horse and we hit it in its rear end really hard with a broom and scare it and make it run out in the middle of traffic. And, you know, usually it's like natural selection. The horse usually doesn't make it.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's basically how the Lippensonner horses made it out of Germany. The Jews, they started kicking the horses around the rectum and the vagina and the penises, and the horses that were the strongest were the ones that were able to survive, and that's why there's such a strong line of horses, the Lippensonners.
Oh, I know. They are tremendous. They used to have them on display at the Circus World Museum in Wisconsin, and yeah. I lived there. And boy, I'd go almost 100 miles to see that horse.
Yeah, and we have this one horse, Arturo. He loves apples. You know how horses love apples?
Oh yes.
And he went to bite me once, and I said, "Oh, you stupid fucking horse!" And I threw apples at it. I said, "You like apples now? How you like them apples?" And I hit it. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like apples now. Then we had this black guy will come out, and we paid the black guy to yell at the horse and scare the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And now the horse is afraid of black people.
I had a poodle that was something like that once. Yeah. A long time ago.
His name was Ernie.
Did you train the poodle to be a racist dog?
No, I live down south, and I think she picked it up from my racist neighbor's dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. You could take a dog and you pay a black man to beat the dog, and then the dogs hate black people forever.
And I had a friend that was a black person, and my dog would go nuts at the sight of this guy.
Yeah. Horses have a natural fear of black people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They naturally will run away from black people for the same reasons.
Mm.
Because in Africa, when the horses came to Africa, the black people thought they were the devil, and they would chase the horses and throw spears at them and everything, and that's why there's no horses in Africa anymore.
Hmm.
Now it's just zebras.
Yep, they've only got the zebras.
Yeah, so did you
now,
want...
Now, you mentioned Kilauea Highway. What island are you on? Are you on...
On the Big Island.
I'm on Oahu.
Oh, wow, but we could send a car for you.
From Oahu to the Big Island?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're... What about the airfare and everything?
No, if you're so good, like you say, you go with the horses and everything.
I hate to claim that I'm really good, because as I said, most of my real, real hardcore riding was when I was young. I've been working lately, going back and taking lessons again. I volunteer at a stable, and in exchange I get riding lessons. And so I've been taking advantage of that because,
a similar package there. You know, if you wanted to come over here and work with us, I could give you free lessons in dressage.
Oh, that would be something.
We could ride you.
We wouldn't have you on the horse first time. We'd probably put you on another person, and then we'd probably lead the person around by the reins, and we'd put a saddle on someone's back, and we'd have you, you know, sort of teach you the basics there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that would be fine. I like I said, to work with Lipizzan would be such an honor. Mm-hmm. I hope and pray that I would be qualified enough, because this.
Yeah, we've got four Lipizzans here, and we've got three Frisians. Do you know Frisians?
I've heard of them, yes, but I'm not as familiar with them as the Lipizzans.
Long mane, long tail, completely black, very, very, you know, beautiful, powerful horses.
Yeah.
They're very similar in size to Shire horses, huge. And we have three of those.
Contest?
Yeah, but we won't, as I said, we won't put you on them, first of all. I'll probably put you on my partner, if you don't mind. And my partner, I'll lead him around on the reins. You okay with that, Carlito? You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good. We're at the meat spin. Do you have access to the internet at all? Did you maybe want to check
out? Yes, I do. I'm sitting in my computer right now.
Can you
have computers and everything. Everything has access. So
can I have you register? Go to our website now and just tell me what you think. I just want you to see the horse.
Okay, what is your website?
We're the Meat Spin Ranch. It's meatspin.com.
Yeah, get her email address.
Meatspin.com.
MEAT.
Yeah. MEATSPIN.com.
IN.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah. Meatspin.com.
Okay. Meatspin.com.
Yeah,
you might want to turn the sound up.
Yeah, and there's a beautiful video comes up. It shows the horse. This is the horse that we're thinking about having you ride. Or help us out with.
Okay, as I said, I would be honored. I'm thrilled at the thought of being associated with Lipizzans, because they're, you know, from childhood I idolized that horse. It's the only thing, other one I kind of like is a Tennessee Walker, because they're a nice smooth ride.
But, yeah. Did you get to the wet? Is it coming up at all, or?
Oh, let me. I gotta open the internet. Hang on, it'll take just a second.
Yeah, open Internet Explorer, and then I'll.
Make sure your speakers are turned up so that you can hear the video.
Yeah, it's a very.
Okay, speakers up now. Hang on. Okay. Oh, what I got is porn.
That's the horse.
Yeah, that's our website.
That's the horse riding video.
Oh, the one I've sat through 48-50 spins?
Yeah.
That doesn't exactly look like a Lipizzan.
Well, is that the kind of riding you're used to?
That's not the job I'm applying for, no.
Oh, but have you ever ridden a horse, ridden like that before?
I'm sorry. I don't think this conversation needs to go.
But you agreed. You said my partner. You said you would ride my partner.
Goodbye.
Bye. She sold it down.
I can't believe it.
I love the music. The music and everything.
She let the beat spin go for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, we can hear it in the background. She's like, 50 spins? Yeah. Oh, shit.
At some point,
she must be on Quaaludes or something.
God, man.
That is a highlight. That is.
I feel bad. She really wanted to train those lipids on.
Message you to get Ernie in the conversation.
Oh yeah, Ernie.
He's the best painter, masturbator there ever was, man. He started.
That's whole movement. Funny. Well, there you go. Goodbye.
50 spins later.
She sat for 50 spins. That's pretty good.
I bet she's back on it now. You should ring her back, and when she picks up, you'll hear that music in the background.
she's probably still listening to it.
Yeah, she's gone back onto it, is what I'm saying.
You think so?
I like how she had no problem with you telling her that you kick the horse and beat the horse and show him who's master.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, you know, the horse.
Yeah, that was a bit messed up. I don't think she understood it.
No, but she was saying, like, the horse needs to know who's the master.
She was going to agree to anything she could get with those horses, man. Them freaking things are so wild, man. They're trained, man. They're masterful. You ought to see them, man. They're really fascinating. For the listeners out there that haven't seen them, look them up, man. They're really amazing.
Yeah, meatspin.com. You can see them right there.
That is scary right there, man. And it's such a skill.
I do kind of feel bad for her. She was really, praying.
You got to count how many spins it is per minute, you know, and then that'll give you a velocity and a rate, how good your connection is. And, you know, you watch the center real, really hard. You might even get a Gort connection.
Yeah. God, she's hypnotized, right? Yeah, she's
like, yeah, it'll offer you a Gort connection. So,
after a while,
that was a pretty good number.
Yeah, that was good. Good work, Ken. Great number, Ken. All right, let's see who's next. I got to go up to the top. Let me do one of Baz's numbers here to mix it up. We got Castle Resorts. This is what, a resort in what
Saipan.
Is it? Saipan. All right, cool. Aquarius Beach Tower.
They offer horseback riding.
Nice. Oh, really? Do they have any Lipizzans?
That's fine.
I don't know.
That's fine.
You should ask.
Hey, tell them you're going to try and train the Clydesdales for dressage.
How do you do that?
Imagine Clydesdales.
Big Clydesdale. Do you have Lipizzans there? Lipizzan horse?
Lipizzan. Hello?
Lipizzan?
Lipizzan.
Do you have horses there?
Here in Saipan?
In Saipan. Do you have any horses there?
In Saigon?
No. Yeah, but not.
You have
horses? I'm not too sure if they're for rent.
Says you have horseback riding there.
It says that?
On the internet.
Oh, okay. Well, we could call that number where you get that info from.
What do you mean?
Verify from them.
What's with Saipan and you people being really stupid and slow every time I call?
What's that?
What's in your water? Do you have a lot of fluoride in your water or something?
No.
No? What do they put in the water there? I don't know. Did they dump a lot of chemicals in your water at some point?
No, our chemicals our beach is clean.
Yeah, but what are the drinking water, though? What's in it? Do you have a lot of, like, Quaaludes that got flushed down the toilet at some point?
No.
So do you have horseback riding? This is Cross Valente. I'm the master of the Lipizzan horse. Hey, so you don't have horseback riding there? I'm looking here. It says Castle Resorts. Deep sea fishing, charters, golf courses, and horseback ridings.
No, we don't have that.
So what do you do there? You just have hotels?
Yeah, we just have a condo style hotel.
But
with kitchen and living room.
All right, but can I bring a horse?
Yeah, no. No horseback riding. No.
Is there any space for horses?
No.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what I got for you because you're stupid. Because you people say you have horseback riding. What is this, Baz? What is this?
Hey, I don't know. You know, I think it's false advertising. Hey, can I ask you a question, my good sir?
Okay.
Are you Filipino or are you Chamorro?
I'm Filipino.
Filipino. Hey, if I stay there, are you bakla? I mean, if we were in a room,
no.
will you come up to my room and visit me? No. You like kissing?
No.
No? Do you have any bakla?
Do you have any bakla?
Bakla employees there?
Yeah, we could find for you.
You can find for me? For free or do I have to pay?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Jonathan Hargrove.
Is it?
Okay, what are you guys calling for?
Well, we're calling for information. We want to make reservations. We're all three of us are bakla.
Well,
Jen, well, Cross, myself,
Milkman.
We're looking to have a party.
Hey, girl.
Fuck yeah.
We were hoping that you'd join us.
No, not me.
Why? What? Will you play horse with us?
Sounds cute.
I'm not a bacala with you guys.
Maybe you
but
get
you
an
should,
offer.
You should check out our website. Can we give you my website?
No.
We want to get Bomba with you.
We have a really great website.
Okay. Listen to him giggle. He's into it. Ask him some more.
Hello?
Bye.
Nah, he's gone.
So I guess Bakla is gay.
I wonder how many people we could get to visit Meatspin.
Yeah. What's the culture like in Saipan? Hey. Are they anti-gay there? Or are they pretty accepting?
I have no idea.
It seems to be pretty accepting of
I've
it.
Never been there. My wife lived there. She went to school there.
Oh, okay.
Somebody posted this here a little while ago. I just caught this.
What? What's this?
Look at it's this. Open all night for our Canadian fans.
I go there all the time. What's this? Call this number, Petro Canada. By the 401 Highway in Ontario, one of the biggest gas stations in Ontario. Wow, man, that's awesome. They got a lot of...
It's exciting, isn't it?
Open 24/7.
Ask about horses. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Hey, they got
yeah, can I fuel my horse up there, man?
I got to fuel my horse.
How you doing, dude? I got to fuel my horse.
I put the thing in his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, you can place an order for Domino's Pizza up there and then track it, have Brad track it for us.
Where's Brad tonight? Brad's busy, I guess?
Where is he, man?
What's he doing?
He's been in and out of the chat.
Man, I think he's busy pumping tonight, man. Probably better leave him alone.
He was upset that KDK wasn't on tonight. I know that much.
Busy pumping, man.
Like a horse and carriage. You want to fuel your carriage.
Very few things could stop that guy from being here.
Probably. Jen, you got this one, or who's?
I've got it. Hello, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Excellent. Yeah, I want to come by there. Do you have fuel for carriages? You know, carriages. Hello.
What kind of fuel are you looking for?
I'm looking for fuel for carriages.
Okay, what kind of fuel would that be?
It's fuel for carriages. Carriage fuel. Do you have that?
Like, we just have regular gasoline, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, I'm looking for carriage fuel. What, are you fucking spastic or something? Listen, carriage fuel! Do you have it? Hello?
No, we're losing the patient. Hello?
Yeah.
Don't go.
Fucker.
Hello, sir?
He's not having any of it.
Well, call him up, tell him you want some leaded gasoline. He won't know what the fuck's going on.
I got one of them old cars with lead. What car takes leaded gasoline? Have you ever seen a car that takes, or anywhere that you can buy unleaded?
I know old tractors that take leads, like you have to put a lead additive into them still.
Jeez.
But other than that, no.
They don't put that warning on cars anymore, but jeez. Just saying.
Thank you for calling Petro Canada. Steven speaking. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have leaded gasoline for tractors?
Not leaded, no.
Do you only have unleaded?
We do.
Do you have the water, the gasoline that you mix with water?
No.
Oh, because how much water can I put in the gasoline to thin it out, make it last a little bit more?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Maybe you think it's like, I think it's like 2 cans of gas for 1 can of water.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, hey, did you know that there was a guy who made a car that ran out of water?
I've heard.
And they killed him? Yeah, man. Think about it. Do you have internet there?
Nope.
Oh, what do? Like when you're not answering the phone?
Work?
Yeah. There's a hose that I have that I can connect. Do you have bathrooms there? Public bathroom?
Yep.
I have this hose attachment that turns the sink into a shower.
No.
But you know, I mean, what if I didn't, you know, me and you make a deal? Hello?
Hi. No.
Can I fill my waterbed up there?
Okay, I'm just going to keep it simple. Like, if you guys call again, I will have you reported.
To who?
To who?
To the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, probably. All right, hang on.
Ask if you can stick a Snickers candy bar up his ass.
He's well, keeping
he's
it simple.
Really stingy with the water, man.
I'm keeping it simple.
Ask him how much a 12-pack of kokanee is.
Hello? Hello? Rip. Come on, man.
Hose head. Hoser. How much is your beer?
How much is your beer, eh? Sounds busy. Come on, fucker. Answer again. I want to hear one more time. You see, he's going to record it.
Man, he's on to us, man. You got to wait. Give him about 10 minutes. Somebody start 15 minutes. Somebody start to watch.
Blue. Uh-oh. It's tracing us.
Uh-oh. It's going to be... Oh, I bet you it's going to be... Yeah, fax.
Yep.
He just pulled the fucking Faison on us, motherfucker.
Yeah, screening the call. We got a girl looking for a room TV rent roommate. What? Looking for a room to rent. I'm sorry. A room to rent / roommate. According to this, they live in Colorado. Oofa. Actually, I'm going to have to take a whiz. I'm going to have to play a song and take a pee, man, because my bladder's...
Take a piss while you're on the call.
Just get a bottle, man. Yeah. Keep it by your desk.
Chuck it out the window.
Like, that's just strange.
Some guy I know. That's what KDK does.
When you come back, Carlito, I got to tell you about a very fucked up call that fucking Dirty Aaron and Cobra made.
What? Really?
On Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, how did you guys do on Thursday? Did you guys...
The stream kept kicking him. So we just started making calls on Skype and he was recording it. Oh. Basically,
I fucking told you your stream was fucked, Carlito. So yeah. I told you.
Sorry.
I think the pizza delivery driver's ass beat on Thursday.
Okay, all right. I want to hear about this. Let me play this Praise Zolar prank. He sent this to me a few days ago. Let's listen to this. I'm gonna go pee up right back. Thank you. Listen, can we get a little fucking chit chat with you? Turn it up.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right, awesome.
Beetle, say hey to Zolar. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, brother? Beetle.
Yeah, what's up?
Beetle, say you listen to Zolar Vision.
What?
Say Zolar Vision. Beetlejuice listens to Zolar Vision.
I don't know.
Zolar Vision.
I don't know. There might be one in it. I don't know.
Say Zolar Vision, Beat.
No, bro. Zolar is Zolar Vision, man.
Say Zolar. I love Zolar.
Zolar? They never lose.
I don't know what the fuck he just said.
Louder, please.
Okay, I'm Shane. I'm going to order something. Do you have asshole sauce?
What?
Asshole sauce.
I mean, we got pizza vegetables with the vegetables.
Right, I like vegetables.
Okay, so you want extra vegetable with the pizza vegetables?
Well, yes, I like asshole sauce on all of that. Do you serve it with the asshole sauce?
If you live around here, please, maybe come and see our menu.
Okay, I would like to come in and see your vagina, please.
Okay, so you want to come?
Yeah, well, I could come as soon as you rub me enough.
Only broccoli?
Oh, yes, I like broccoli in your vagina.
We don't do only broccoli.
Oh, no, okay, well, what kind of vegetables can I put in your vagina, ma'am?
Okay, do you want steam vegetables then?
Yeah, I would like to put the steam. Won't that hurt you?
So you want steam vegetables with only broccoli?
Right, exactly. I want you to bend over while I insert the vegetables in your uterus.
So you want steam vegetables with broccoli, right?
Right, if you can...
Let me check how much let me check.
All right, hold on. It's okay.
Fried?
Yes, fried labia, please.
Okay. Just regular rice or fried rice? We don't have any fried rice.
No,
we need rice.
No, no, I want a soul sauce on my fried labia, please.
Hello, I really can't understand. Hang on.
Rice, hi. Baby. All right, so we're calling over to Yang. I don't even know how to say it.
Hi,
hello,
how can I help you?
Hello, I am Szechuan. Anybody speak Mandarin?
I don't know.
Oh, my English is very, uh-huh. Very bad. I am Mandarin.
Do you want to order some food, right?
Yeah, I would like to order some fried Szechuan scrotum.
What kind of food? How do you spell it?
I don't know how to spell because very bad English. I need a schlong sucker, some big Bangkok from, Little Charlie.
Hold on a second.
He put me on hold. Some fried Bangkok from Little Charlie.
Hello?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding.
Okay, no problem. I need fried Bangkok balls from Little Charlie Gookman.
Do you want the meat, chicken, or pork?
Yes, I would like to pork you.
Pork?
Yes, I'd like to pork you.
What kind of pork do you want?
Oh, I want dry pork. Dry pork, please.
Light?
Yes, dry pork.
Dry right pork, that's right.
Yes, I'd like to dry pork you and pork you, yes.
Pork with
yes.
Pork with the virus.
Yeah. Yes. Pork.
Hello, 你讲国语吗?
Yes, hey. 谢谢.
Yeah.
你好吗?
你好.
Oh, 杨杨该飞哦.
你要什么?
Oh, I need one fried sweet and sour nut sack.
你讲国语吗?
Oh, 姐姐讲的哦.
Huh?
读完了吗?你好多爱.
Hello, 你讲什么?
I need some tea bag soup, please.
我听不懂啊。
Yes, can I poke you in your anus hole?
Hello?
Oh, hello, sweetie Ting. Are you speak Szechuan?
Are you kind of making an order, sir?
Yes, I pick up. I pick up your skirt and fuck you little gook ass.
Go on,
okay? She said, hold on, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
And she keeps, like, asking me, what? How come she doesn't speak English? Okay.
But I can take your order. What can I get you?
Well, that girl was very mean to me. I think she called me a cunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a cunt.
I'm sorry, we apologize.
Okay, no problem. Now, can I have some cum sauce on my foreskin?
Okay, what do you want? What do you want to order today?
The steamed vegetables.
Okay.
Right. And I want to get some cum sauce on my foreskin.
Salmon skin?
Right. Do you have foreskin?
No, I have only salmon skin.
Oh, you don't have foreskin? You were circumcised?
Yeah, I don't have it. I have only salmon skin.
Ah, how big are you in your heart?
No, it's not that big. Like, all the salmon skin, you know, you can put it salad, or you can put it, you know, make some roll.
Oh, you can roll it?
Yes.
Ah, can I roll my cock around in your mouth?
It's really crispy, though.
Oh, my cock is really tasty?
Yeah, it's like a salmon skin is going to be, like, crispy.
Oh, so your foreskin is going to be crispy? Will it have condon sauce on it?
Yeah, we have a salmon skin roll.
Ah, is it crispy?
Yes.
How big is it? Is it little dick?
Yeah, little. It's not so big, like they slice it.
Oh, Chinese man has little dick?
You know, I think you got the wrong number.
I think
you're as stupid as the fucking day is long, you dumb fucking...
You know what? Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a nice day, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Joe.
Charlie's a fucking idiot, boy.
The hell happened to the prank call? I went to take a
peek. It finished.
What, was it good? I haven't heard it yet. Was it any good?
It was just typical, you know, calling a restaurant, asking for fried labia and deep fried foreskin, that kind of stuff.
Oh, Zolar.
I couldn't even hear it. How could you hear it?
I had to turn my volume way up. That's why I just got my ears blasted when you guys talked.
I didn't flip over the stream. I don't got enough bandwidth.
Anyway, Carlito, we were wondering if you were taking an upper decker.
No. I just had to pee, and my wife was yelling at me about stuff, like usual.
So, check. This is what happened on the show when he tried to
tell me.
Substitute on Thursday.
What happened?
They called the favorite pizza tracking company of ours and called a customer up, basically alluding to he ordered a Coke with his pizza and want to know if, you know, he wanted some other things with it. But basically, the call started getting down to where Cobra was telling him that he was going to be bringing the pizza over, and he wanted the guy to answer his door in his robe, and he wanted to come in and fucking hang out with the guy and eat the pizza and shit. And the guy's like, I don't want the fucking pizza. Don't knock to my door, motherfucker. And then hung up, and we never heard anything else ever again.
Uh-oh. So the real delivery guy shows up, and who knows what happens.
Holy shit. Did he really send a delivery guy there then in the end? Holy shit.
Well, he said he was the delivery guy, but yeah, this guy had ordered a pizza, and he was coming.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, see, what's the trick? What's the trick that, Aaron is doing to get the numbers, because Brad says it's different than what he employs, and he thinks it works better. How is Aaron getting? What does he say?
He basically says the tracker's broken. He needs to send some surveys out, uh-huh. And they just rifle out these fucking numbers to him left and right without question.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah. So if you get these are people who actually have ordered pizza. And,
I wish they had something like that over here. Like, if they'd ordered Indian food or something, that would just be brilliant. I swear.
Yeah, but you have Domino's there. You can call
it done in history.
But you can call the Domino's and the Pizza Hut chains and say I'm from.
Yeah, I can, but I can't get any information on you know who's ordered.
No, you can just say, hey, can I get the last three people that ordered a pizza because the computer's not working? And they'll be like, okay, here you go. You don't think that will work? You
think? No, not at all. I don't think that would work. It might work over there, but I doubt it would work over here.
You guys are too smart for that.
A little social engineering.
Yeah, it's all it takes, a little social engineering, you know? You got to put some effort into it, Jim. Come on, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, like
like you don't put the effort.
Can never put effort in.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest bitch was I wanted Aaron to hang on and call the dude back after it had been delivered, but he was like, oh, I'll go to bed. And I'm like, you can't leave it hanging there. I was like, come on now.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, let's see. Who was I calling? I said I was going to call someone. I already lost my train of thought. I had the number ready.
Somebody just sent me an email saying breaking news. Eminem has become a born-again Christian.
What?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Seriously?
Yeah.
We'll have to check the...
I'll give you the link in the Skype.
Well, that's pretty breaking news, I'd say. Holy shit. A born-again Christian, so he's not going to rap like crazy? Yeah.
Maybe he'll start rapping about... I don't know, Jesus or something.
Yeah, here we go. It's Eminem has become a born-again Christian. Picking up on a report.
Not good
from
him if he's real.
A report from the Christian Post, Eminem has turned his life over to Christ and is building a relationship with God. Way crazy. Wow. Wow.
That's a big change. That's good, though, man. Maybe something good will come out of it.
Yeah, I thought there was an album coming out, a Jay-Z and Eminem album. Like, they were going to do an album together. Where does that stand then? I heard good things about that. Or I don't think were they doing
an album. Yeah, maybe they will, but it'll be about, they'll be preaching and everything.
Oh, God, Jay-Z's a fucking devil worshiper anyway. He's a fucking Satanist. So it doesn't matter.
Is he?
Yeah, of course he is. You don't know all that shit? Jay-Z and his Satanism and all that, and Kanye's into that shit, and... All those big, some of those big rappers are really into that Satanism.
Yeah, as soon as you put in Jay-Z into Google, the first thing you get is Jay-Z Illuminati.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you know that diamond symbol, the diamond that he's
making?
Oh, no,
I guess it's a song. Okay, I understand, right.
No, it's not a song. He is an Illuminati. He's a member of the fucking, what's the group, guys, the secret group, you know what I'm talking about?
The Illuminati, that's not the secret group.
No, not the Illuminati, the fucking, oh God. What am I talking, there's a secret society that where you can become a member, but you have to be a friend.
The Freemasons?
The Freemasons, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's a member of that. So Shaq's a member of that too.
So that's not a bad organization though, you understand that?
Yes it is. The hell it is.
It absolutely is not.
Okay, whatever. Are you a member of the Freemasons? You can't tell
even
us.
If I was, I wouldn't say it like, yeah, I'm a member of the Freemasons. I'm not, but you know, I wouldn't say it if I was, because they're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean?
But they don't do bad things. Believe me, they don't do bad things. It's not an evil organization.
Okay.
They just have a lot of weird rituals and stuff like that.
Weird rituals where they're the rituals about burying Jesus Christ and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Reverse Easters. That's one of their rituals. Yeah,
well, most of the founding fathers were Masons, weren't they?
Yeah, most of them are right now. Yeah, actually, I know Obama wasn't one. Bill Clinton wasn't one, but yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they all were. Well, look at your dollar bill. Come on, you know the whole story. Look at the symbols on the dollar bill and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think the Illuminati killed Tupac. So that's what I think. Call me crazy.
I remember hearing you tell the angry Asiatics that you thought Tupac was still alive.
Yeah, did they agree with me at all? You know, he could be alive still. He's in hiding in Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so prank calls. Let's continue. I got a lot of numbers in England that we can do here if you guys are interested. We got a lot of request of pranks also here. Let me weed out some request of pranks here so they're not lost, and then we'll do the UK calls, and we'll probably call it a night.
Once upon
Getting
a time,
late.
There was a little boy who lived in a deep
or a morning.
Got two.
His name was Little Sambo.
Little Sambo. And I'm just clearing up some tabs. Eminem, Born Again Christian. That'll last like a fucking 6 months. It's like, isn't Snoop Dogg a born again Rastafarian now? Isn't he Snoop Lion? Isn't that the whole
thing? What? Really?
Now? Yeah, you didn't hear? Yeah, he just wants to smoke weed. So he went to Jamaica and he hooked up with some Rastafarian priest and he was like, yeah, your name is now Snoop Lion. and he's coming out with a reggae album. Yeah.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's
so cool.
Yeah, he'd make a good Rastafarian though. Come on, think about it. Snoop looks pretty. You know, pretty high. I used to have dreadlocks.
Yeah, I'm seeing this now. This looks really cool. Yeah. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see what the album sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah.
I
can't wait
to hear. Smokes as much weed as most Rastas do.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably why he got it. It's like an excuse for him to smoke more weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
But I think this Eminem thing is just one of his publicity stunts, like when Sacha Cohen as Bruno came down from the ceiling at that award show.
Yeah,
remember that? Put
his
crotch
in
his face,
yeah.
Then he got pissed off.
Yeah, that looks so fake from the beginning. Like, you could so tell it was fake, you know? I think the funniest thing was when Eminem beat up the dog puppet, what the fuck, Triumph, when he hit the guy's hand that was holding Triumph, the dog, you know, Triumph, the...
The insult dog.
The insult dog, yeah. The insult comic dog. He beat it up or whatever because it got in his face. Because I guess Eminem, like Moby, Eminem accepted an award and Moby was yelling at him from the crowd. And Eminem was like, I will hit a man with glasses. And then he was all pissed off and he came down. And that one guy, just Smeagol. What's his name? John Siegel? John Smeagol? Whatever his name is. That guy's funny as hell. He put the Triumph insult comic dog puppet in his face and Eminem like punched it or whatever.
I missed that.
Yeah,
hey, Carlito, that guy I told you about that prank with Cobra and Dirty Aaron show.
Yeah,
there's his phone number. Do a follow up to him
just to see. Take his temperature, see what happened. Yeah, I hear you. All right. We got. Can you send it a number for a guy who's a real winner looking for a roommate to move in, but instead of posting pics of the house, he posts pics of himself. Apparently.
Yeah, he put a picture of himself instead of the house that he's trying to get a roommate into.
Oh, he's trying to get him. Okay, is he hot? I don't know.
Black dude.
Nice. Very nice. A little bit of black sugar there, yeah? I'm sorry. All right, let's give him a call. I'm going to ask him about black sugar.
Ask him if he's bakla.
Bakla. Baklava. That'd be funny. There's a Greek place in Saipan that sells baklava, because I bet you people laugh about it. And then... The owner doesn't understand the joke.
The mailbox belonging to...
Boo, boo, boo. We got a room next to Disneyland. There was a young kid in the home, so it should be easy to freak out the woman. Story about the room being perfect because you have to keep an eye on Cinderella. Okay. That bitch is an alien. What's that from? That bitch is an alien. That sounds like something Dave Chappelle would say.
I don't know. Just made some shit I made up.
That bitch is an alien. That's funny. Here we go. And that Domino's call was Thursday, right? The Corbin did?
Yeah, Thursday. Hello.
Yeah, hi. You have a apartment for rent or a room for rent, is it?
Yeah, it's a room for rent.
Oh, that's cool. And is how close to Disneyland is it? Can you see Disneyland from there?
Pretty much. I mean, like, downtown Disney's, like, if you know the area at all, like, I live, like, right off of Fallen Walnut, like, literally in the next street up.
Oh, yeah. Can you see Epcot from there?
What?
Can I see Epcot from there? I like Epcot.
Epcot?
Epcot.
I don't know what that is.
Epcot and the MGM Studios, can you see it from there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, what about Universal Studios? Can you see it from there?
No.
Oh, so Epcot isn't there at all?
No.
Oh, shoot, man. All right, so can you see the fireworks at night from there?
Yeah.
Do you open the window and the fireworks are there, or do I have to go out in the parking, or where can I see them from?
You can see them from the front porch.
On the front porch? You guys ever hang out there and stuff and look at the fireworks?
Occasionally.
All right. And who would I be living with? Is it just you?
It's me and my family.
And what kind of family? Is it white people?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Nice, clean, Aryan. Very good. And any children?
Yeah.
My record just got expunged. I had something on my record. But did you want to do a background check and all that?
Probably.
Yeah. Can you wait like a week to do it? Because the sexual offense thing is going to drop off of my record in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, is this a joke or what?
No, I mean, you can't discriminate if it's not on the record. If it doesn't come up anymore, right? You can't do anything.
Oh, well, I don't know. Like, well, I mean, I could probably set up a time for you to look at it or something.
All right. And how many bedrooms do you have there?
There's just two. All
right. So I'd be in one bedroom with the child, and then you would be in the other bedroom with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
All right. And how old is the child?
14.
Girl child or boy child?
Boy child.
A hole's a hole, you know? It doesn't matter, I guess. Any port in a storm, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Can you think maybe I could sit down with the child and interview the child and we could watch the fireworks together and he could sit on my lap?
Oh, my. We'll talk about that.
Can we talk about that? Does the child drink whiskey? No, he's gone.
That was extreme, man.
He's fucking tripping out right now. Like, what the fuck?
Wow, man. Our chat's packing up, man. Ted joined the chat.
Oh, he's in Skype right now already, man.
He just joined the chat. No, the IRC Ted Webb report.
Ted Webb!
Somebody sent him an invite.
Ted will get mad if you heard that prank. I'm sorry, Ted. That was a joke. He was like,
yeah, I'll get Ted Webb hanging.
He'll get mad.
You are Ted Webb, you fucker.
Fuck. Go get Ted Webb over there, Ken. Everybody's brief. All right. He's not on Skype. He's got to add my new... I sent the new request for the new Skype username. So, Ted, be sure to add that when you get a chance, when you jump on the Skype there, buddy. Thank you, sir. Give me a second. I'm looking at something here that might have come from Brad. Jin, did you get those pics from that girl in the,
No, I didn't. No. I still haven't got anything. Why don't we ring her back and ask her?
Yeah, let's call her back. We now gotta see if I can remember where she was. Let's see. Woman selling cloth. Let me go through these here. Cloth diapers, no. Big girl selling Ed Hardy's women's plus size jeans. Woman selling a rare to find Fisher Price dancing monkey. No, that wasn't it.
Tell her you need the pictures real soon because the Viagra is going to wear off.
I only get one of these a week. I gotta sift through these numbers here, see if I can find. I think that was one that that Lonesome sent. What was it? It was a fitness thing, right? Yeah, that was what it was. Exercise. Here we go. Exercise machine. Angela, that was her name. There we go. Hopefully she answers. I'm praying that she answers. Oh my god.
Are you gonna start or am I going to?
I don't care. You wanna start? Go ahead, man.
Yeah, let me do it. Because I did it in my normal voice. So.
Yeah, there you go. So that should work for you.
What's her name?
Angela Sanchez.
Right.
Hey, yeah. My PM Ted, the new Skype name.
I sent them a request over here. I'll do it.
What's the new Skype name? PM it. Don't read it out.
No.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Jin Stewart. I think I spoke to your wife earlier to talk about the exercise machine. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still waiting for some pictures. Did she get the right email address? We just want to check.
Let me ask my wife.
Huh?
Let me ask my wife.
Yeah, look, get her on the phone, man.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm saying get your lady friend on the phone, please. You cunt.
Here she is.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Angela. This is Jin. I called you earlier to talk about the exercise machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you didn't send us any pictures. We were still waiting. You said you were going to send us some pictures.
I sent it over. I sent you an email.
What's the email address you've got there? What's the email?
I have... I have nodonkeys@jinstewart.com.
Yeah, Jin, J-I-N, N for November, not M for Mike.
Oh, okay. I put J-I-M as
yeah,
in mom.
It's Jin, November. Yeah, can you try it again and send it to us?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, J-I-N, yeah?
Yes, I will send them right on.
Great, thanks. I'll call you back when we've got them. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What was the husband on about? You heard him?
I don't know. He was like, don't tell me what to do. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stop. You cunt.
Don't tell me what to do.
Carlito.
Hey. Oh, fucking lagging again or what?
Oh, fuck.
Balls.
Hey, Ted.
Hey,
Ted.
Hello.
Hey, Ted.
Webo.
Hey, Jen, look at this.
Happy lucky 13.
In the chat here, in the Skype chat, I'm posting. Brad just sent me a Twitter account that's a bot that looks for people that leave phone numbers. You might want to use that in the future.
Okay.
It's a bot that looks for people tweeting their phone numbers publicly, and it tweets back at them for doing so.
Nice.
But if you can click on the, I think Brad says you can click on the at symbol, like you can click on the,
on the name, but then they, I got it.
On the reply
nice.
Thing.
Nice.
That's awesome. Very cool. Okay, cool.
Do the corporate survey there, Carlito.
Yeah, but not all of them. Obviously, as soon as you get a tweet saying thanks for your number, you're obviously going to delete it, aren't you? So this is stupid.
Some people, well, if you catch it fast enough, you know.
There's no logic behind this at all.
No. You're stupid, Brad Carter. You're stupid. Hey, Carlito is going to call now the Domino's from Thursday. All right. Well, the person that got really upset at the Domino's guy on Thursday. Here we go.
The high-risk delivery.
One of those, yep. How you doing, Ted? Good to hear from you there, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys were going to be on. I just...
It's a surprise.
Yeah, a surprise. Yeah,
happy birthday, Ted.
Oh, thanks, you wanker.
Do we have a name for this one, Ken? Any idea?
Cobra.
Is His name is Cobra.
We could not complete your call. Please try again.
All right, I'll try again. That's what she said.
All the domino circuits are currently busy.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Ryan.
Ryan, sorry. What's the difference? Brian, Cryan.
Any email yet, Jim?
No?
Come on, man.
Hey, I updated my Skype picture. It's a recent picture of me using my computer outdours.
That's one hell of a
computer. We couldn't complete your call.
Oh, nice. It's Bill Gates in 1902.
1902. That guy. Wow. Yeah, Ken, not answering, man. I'll give it a few seconds and I'll try it again. That sucks. I was really
guy's probably in jail.
Probably beat the crap out of the delivery guy when he showed up. All right, UK calls. Time for UK calls. I'm going to post a whole mess of them here in the Skype chat as we wrap things up for the Madhouse show for the night. Caroline James is the first one. UK Godfather. Might be trying to call in. He always has really crappy audio anyway. He sounds goofy. UK Godfather, call in. Here he is. UK Godfather, call in. UK Godfather, hello, shit man. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. All right.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Caroline, I got this one. First one's mine.
My name's IG69. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, yes. Caroline there?
Hello?
Yeah, Caroline there?
Yes, hello?
Oh, yeah, this is, I'm calling from United Water Machines. Can I speak with Caroline? Something very important.
You realize this is...
Yeah, whatever.
Morning,
yeah, I realize that, but there's a problem with the water here. It's leaking, and it's messing up the whole system in the area, and no one's going to have water in the morning, and I got a lot of shit to do. Hello.
Are these fuckers holding you up again?
It took them long enough to hang up. Do something. Talk or hang up.
That was she was like, "Do you think she said,
even
like,
has
what
a phone
fuck?
That you got to hang up like that now?"
God.
Like, well, I think what was going on is he was bitching at her for having someone call so late.
What do you have a call so late?
Clunk.
God. All they ever do is complain about. You know what time it is? You know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is? Ringing me late.
Goodness.
Patient with my time.
Hung right up, bastard people.
I'm an old age pensioner. This is making me ill, it is.
Call the meat spin lady back. You really want that job?
Yeah. That pizza call was really funny. That's why I was like, I'm gonna fucking hop on. Fucking, like that guy was irate. He's like, don't fucking come here. Fuck
Hello.
You. Like, he was so mad.
Caroline.
Hello? Hello?
Yules. Caroline, Yules. Yeah, we'll keep him on the line. James Davis is next. James Davis, all right. James Davis. Is that show recorded, Ken? I want to get a copy of that. I want to hear that.
Yeah, Dirty recorded it through Skype.
Yeah, he said he recorded the whole fucking thing.
Ted, you weren't in the chat room for Pam. She is a good time.
Yeah.
She's gonna babysit some horses.
We got a lady to hit up meatspin.com on the air, and she had the music blasting. It was epic. It was pretty good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely. She's like, all I see is porn.
She kept watching.
Her soul got crushed. Because she knew she wouldn't ride on any fucking horses. That she had been wound up on a call.
Oh, she was all excited. She's like, oh, I was praying you'd call me back. Wow. I idolized Lipa's honors.
Oh, thank yeah, whatever God. The fuck kind of horses
yeah.
she was on about and, like, whatever.
Crazy like, horse
crazy
lady.
Crazy lady living in Hawaii thinking about horses.
She's in the wrong
place.
She
needs to get down with the croaky frogs, man.
Cokies.
Hello?
Croaky frogs.
Roy Davidson, I need to speak with him. This is urgent about the water.
Sorry, he's not in at the minute.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Olivia.
Oh, I hear him in the background, though.
No, no, that's my mama.
That's your... Can I speak to her, then?
Put her on, yeah.
Oh, hurry up.
Who's it? He's calling.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from United Water Machines, and I have Roy Davidson.
What time, don't mind.
What?
What time is it?
What? What time it is?
20 to 7. She hung up.
What time
she asked what time it is. Like,
they always have to ask the requisite what time is it.
What time is it? Tell me the time.
Always with the time.
You know what time it is?
Can you light whiskey on fire?
If I knew, I wouldn't be calling now, would I?
I think so.
It's time for you and your creepy daughter not to be watching telly.
Hello. Yeah, wake up, cool.
Hello.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, sorry, I...
One person at a time, right?
Yeah, sorry, dude.
That's all right. David, Barry, Karen. Who wants it? Jen, you want David, Barry, Karen?
Huh? Not yet.
Ted
I'll
Webb.
Take it.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right, let Ted do one. All right. David, Barry. Yeah, the last show Ted was on, he was going to do, he never got to do a call. David, if you look at, if you can see the Skype chat, it's the fourth one down. Here we go. My name is B.
Give me a B.
This is an answering machine.
No.
Wow. Fucking awesome.
Get out. Try it again.
That's the way Armando likes it right there. I gotta change my net.
This
I love Lonesome's
thing. This is an answering machine. All right, no, David Beat instead. Good luck, Ted. I'll screw this up by having him not answer.
He needs a beat.
Turn my headphones up.
Didn't the old Nasty Boys song start off with "Give me a beat"?
I just remember Chubby Checker was hanging out.
I was singing Nasty Good.
No good at all. Try him again.
Ryan, connect the call, please.
Initiate the call.
Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jack calling from Blizzard Entertainment. Hello?
Well, she answered.
Whatever.
She's like, I don't play WoW.
Warcraft.
I'm not feeling the entertainment at all. Like,
tell her it's StarCraft, not WoW.
Okay.
StarCraft 2, fuckers.
I get free Tesco's for a month. Or Aldi's.
Use panties. So this is 0 to 4.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, love.
No. Hello, hello, hello.
All right, Richard Walker. I'll start Richard Walker here.
Well, no.
No.
Don't talk to me.
Hello?
Hello, your house is full of shit and so are you.
Oh, it's not just you, mate.
Zing!
Rapid deployment.
All right, I want to try something else here. You've got that guy, Anthony, right? Anthony Richardson, that last one there.
Yeah, you want that one now?
Yeah, just let me try something, because I've just done something. So I'm see if you get this.
You just take a
see
shit?
See how you find out how I did this.
Just like, I just took a shit. Watch this, guys. All right.
Look, I took a shit that could fill 18 toilet bowls.
I'm here to clean housewives.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Richardson.
Yes.
This is Mr. Stewart. Do you own a black car, a black Toyota?
No.
Why is there one parked outside your house then?
It isn't mine.
Well, it bloody well is, and it bloody hit me.
There's a black car outside our house, which is
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Mr. Richardson, this is Mr. Stewart. I know you own a black car, and it was the same black car that hit me earlier yesterday. And I'm calling you now to discuss legal action that will be taken against you very shortly.
I like, who's she talking to? Who's she consulting with there?
Her lawyer. Jin, how did you figure out? What did you do exactly?
I went to Google Maps Street View and I saw a black car outside the residence. Nice.
It's probably Anthony's mistress.
Dude, that's stalking. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But you can do that. If we do that, that's a nice start. I was just thinking, shit, maybe I can find out.
Yeah.
Just something to use against them in the call.
That's
creepy as it can be.
Yeah, what can I say?
Creepy works, man. Prank calls are pretty creepy.
Hello?
Mrs. Richardson, this is Mr. Stewart again for the second time. I would like to inform you... No, shut up and listen to me, right? There will be legal act. Hello?
You get her letter says something.
Rather abruptly left the conversation. Good, great.
I'll try her again. Maybe
give me more UK numbers.
Yeah, can
more
I call back as the lawyer?
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get you in a minute. Don't worry. I'll try to increase it.
I think they left it off the hook.
Yeah, I've got an urgent water situation.
Uh-oh. You got pee?
No, in the UK.
You got pee pee diaper.
I still need the phrase water machine just cracks me up to no end. What I'm calling about the water machine.
Water machines. The dirty water machine.
Dirty.
All right. Richard Walker. Did you stalk Richard Walker yet, Jen?
No. Where is Richard Walker?
8 Wilbur Circle.
Oh, I see him now. Wait.
Look him up. Tell me what kind of car he's got.
Well, you don't have a house number there. I can't get anything. Richard Pryor. Oh.
Richard Pryor?
Which one are we doing? Hang on a second.
Yeah, that's Richard Pryor.
Oh, I'm way up at the top there. Jesus.
You're stupid. Richard Walker. I'm sorry. Richard Walker's next.
Yeah, he's up there. Richard Pryor is in your list there.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Let me call him.
Where's
your
fucking number that you just pasted? I don't see it.
Hang on, I'm going to call Richard Pryor.
Some of my erotic, you get all fucking angry.
Richard Pryor's dead.
British stuck.
Oh, he's been dead.
Is
Hello?
He?
Yeah, hey, is Richard there?
Yeah, hang on a minute, please.
Oh, please, yes.
Dead Rich.
They all got house phones and multiple people. It's great.
Hello.
Hey, Richard.
Hello.
Richard Pryor.
It is.
Hey, you remember that time you were freebasing cocaine and you lit your face on fire? You know what I'm talking about? You remember that time Richard was freebasing cocaine and the lighter exploded and he caught on fire?
The best is right that to the kill, the man. Is, that was.
He's like,
I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna quote a film or something, like tell him you were deaf or blind. I can't remember which.
Hear no evil, see no evil. That one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What was he? He was the deaf one, right? No, he was the blind one. He couldn't see.
Yeah, he couldn't see.
The black one in the movie.
He was the black one.
I was going to tell him that I loved him as JoJo Dancer.
His life was going.
Did he ever dress in drag? Because you know every black comedian ends up in drag at some point. You ever heard that story?
I know. I've.
Every major black actor, somehow the industry makes
him dress him up and fucking point a finger at him and laugh. Goddamn Freemasons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Except for Dave Chappelle was the only one that's never done it. He stuck by his guns.
Carlito, and then, I got a bunch of numbers in Skype chat there. A bunch of stolen shit.
Oh, wow, we're way up there. Lysol stole this trailer. $2,000 stolen trailer in, where is this? In Honolulu. Wow, they got trailers in Honolulu.
They even have the license plate number and the VIN number. You can be like, yep, I VIN the shit that Lysol has it.
Lysol. I'm going to call Richard Pryor back, though.
Lysol's a good name.
I'm going to ask Richard Pryor about the time he shot the car. What else is Richard Pryor? He did some crazy shit. He went to Africa.
He was a star in Car Wash 3.
He was in something called Super Nigger.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You remember that you were in that movie called That Nigger's Crazy? And then you shot...
Who's this, bloody? Who is it?
I'm that guy, the guy that played Willy Wonka. What's his name, guys?
You're some arsehole.
No.
You know what bloody time it is?
Listen, you stole Fizzy Listy drinks.
It's Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
I was going to say it, but...
Should call him back.
All right.
You lose. You get
I got
nothing.
Something I want to ask him.
Good day, sir.
And that's like, he wasn't even in that.
Dirty super nigger.
Bicentennial nigger.
He was really good.
Bicentennial nigger. Reprise.
Hello, you are not available now.
Hello.
Hello.
This is an answering machine.
I was going to tell him this is your life calling.
There you go. Yeah, I heard a joke once at one of those Comedy Central roasts where Mike Tyson was there, and it said there's nothing. What was it? There's nothing that you can't say about Mike Tyson that hasn't been the title of a Richard Pryor album, like That Nigger's Crazy, and like if you look at the list of Richard Pryor album titles, it's kind of funny. You think about Mike Tyson. Let me see what they are. Richard Pryor.
All that racist talk is a little weird to me.
Yeah, right. You're like, I'm offended here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
that's a good thing to say. I haven't heard anybody say that. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, is it something I said? Bicentennial nigger. What else? Live on the Sunset Strip. Here and now. Yes, Gene Wilder, he's still alive, I think, right? Or did he die too?
Look at Skype chat. Yeah.
Gene Wilder's now, he's alive. He's old. He was born in 1933. He's 79 years old. Holy shit. Wow.
Rudy the Tabby? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? You're that dude that says something eight bat.
Actually, can you get Charlie to answer these days, or does he just ignore you?
I could try. Let's see.
We can accuse him of taking Rudy the Tabby cat and ask him if he cooked him.
Okay. You probably did.
I'm wearing a nice glow bracelet. I got to say.
Glow bracelet?
Yeah, it looks pretty sick.
Does it check to see if you're drinking?
Yeah, well, it'd always be on then, right? Yeah. I don't know. I tried to turn
Hello?
My cam on.
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Who is it?
Charlie, this is Jonathan.
Huh?
Hey, man.
This is Jonathan. What are you doing?
We have
a report that Rudy the Tabby Cat is still missing. He has an ear tattoo. The word on the street is that you may have cooked him in your restaurant. Do you know anything about the cat? Well, this is not a joking matter. There's a family that is heartbroken because their tabby cat is still missing. Do you know anything about this? Can you take a look in that chow mein? Can you take a look in that last order of chow mein you cooked? See if there's a piece of meat that has an ear tattoo on it.
Hey, stupid! I was gonna say stupid. He gets mad when you say stupid. But he's not stupid.
Yet. I missed that.
He's smart.
Yeah, he's very smart.
Like when I convinced him his daughter was in jail in Russia. He won't answer. He never answers a second time.
you gotta do the one where Lysol stole the trailer and tried to fence it for some ice.
For some ice? For diamonds or like the drug ice?
The drug.
I've asked about that before. That was a big thing in the 80s, and you never hear about ice anymore. Is that meth? That's meth, right?
I don't know. That's a dog, the bounty hunter term.
Speedy stuff. Speed.
Yeah, I just remember when I was a kid and Cops first came on TV for the first time and everything was like, ice. Oh, we got an ice bust. This guy has ice.
I posted another number or they gave us two numbers, stolen dog that has a GPS in there. Call them up and tell them that you have the dog and you cut the fucking chip out of the dog.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, I guess you could just sell him back the chip, not the whole dog.
Yeah, a lot of good that chip did you. My cat's a chip. We got our cat.
It's a loud ring. That ring's got authority.
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
No.
All right. Wow. I like that that's some kind of weirdo that picks up the phone and just sits there. Like, I don't know if that's weirder that, like, that broad earlier that picked up and announced her name. Is it weirder to just pick up and sit there?
There was a like a fucking contrast from that woman that was so broken heart. Goodbye. Yeah. And now we get this guy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. He's very assertive. Goodbye to that guy. We're getting out of those numbers, Ken. Don't worry.
What around them horses?
Hello?
I don't even know who you're...
Richard Vaughn?
Thank you.
Why do you spell Vaughn like that? V-A-U-G-H-A-N is like Vaughn?
That's correct.
It makes your mouth do dirty things when you say it. It's like you have a dick in your mouth.
Hey, get your shit together, buddy.
Yeah, I said it, and then I had to go see a priest.
Do you fancy a bum?
And then it got worse.
Actually makes me want to jerk off.
Alright, bye. No, he's leaving anyway.
He was just gonna take every bit of abuse he gave him. He was like, oh, alright.
Apparently that was the funny old guy who Dirty Aaron called and he told him he could meet the Queen and receive a knighthood.
Oh yeah.
That's who that was.
Dirty Aaron. That's right.
It was actually a new caller from the UK. What was his name? The Dark Overlord?
Ooh.
He called in Dirty Aaron's show, and they called that guy and said that we were with the Knights of the British Order, and that he's been nominated for a knighthood, and they kept him on the line for like 20 minutes. Oh, he was getting really excited.
Did he buy
you know, they were into it? They were going to pay his way down to Buckingham Palace so he could meet with the Queen.
Oh, shit. Jeez. Wow, man. All right, here's Anthony Richardson.
So gullible.
Sounds like a basketball player, Anthony Richardson.
Hey, UK Godfather, how are you?
Hello?
Anthony, hey, do you want to play basketball?
Pardon?
Do you like to play basketball?
No.
Oh,
Who is this?
My name is Bill. Would you like to play basketball with me? I'm on Dana Street. I'm on number 44.
No.
Oh, do you have an air pump for my basketball?
That was the same guy we called with the black car.
Was it? No. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was,
yeah,
it was,
because
I've still got the fucking Google page.
All right, tough guy. I'm sorry. Hey, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we fucked with that
stolen
guy.
Dog that has GPS.
Yeah. We're getting okay. there. We're going to try Richard Pryor one more time. That was pretty funny.
I try cool.
I don't know. Okay.
Used panties. Ew.
Amish panties.
Hello?
Oh. Have you got...
Hi, is this Richard Pryor?
Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi. This is Gene Wilder?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is. Well, I wanted to do a new movie.
Yeah, okay.
Where I hang Richard
Pryor.
Other
one.
I'm going to hang
it's
Richard
called,
Pryor.
It's called Willy Wanker.
UK Godfather got two words out, and then you kind of just went straight in there.
Because I remember UK Godfather just you can barely hear him. That's all that, and they hang up. I was like, oh wait a minute, this shit again.
I like that dead Willy Wanker,
yeah.
Willy Wanker and the Hershey Highway.
Yeah. By the way, Jin, the dinosaur movie with the dinosaur rapes the fat guy. It's called Jurassic Pork.
Does it actually exist?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
leave it to the porn industry.
Really? Is it a new dinosaur?
I'm sure.
Christ almighty.
Jurassic
Pork. You're making it up. Because the fact you said, I'm sure, like, it doesn't really exist, but you figure it must.
Well, it's just like that movie Forrest Gump.
All right, Ken, where's this call pan for a good time? Where'd you get this from, the bathroom?
That's that lady. We crushed her fucking dreams with the horse.
Oh, her. I thought you got it from
Mike. Oh, my God.
Matthew. She's probably on meat spin right now. She's like,
well, I don't understand.
Yeah, we noticed you got a lot of connections coming from your website.
This is not a liposoner. I don't understand. Poor girl's trying to figure it out.
This is not the last figure out.
Why don't we just say we're sodomy sorry? And
swinging dicks.
Hello, Pam speaking.
Yes, hi, Pam.
Yes?
I wanted to say, I'm sorry about the joke about the meat spin.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Yeah.
Not me.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess.
Can I give you a different website to go to for horses?
You expect me to believe you after that bullshit?
No, don't say that. It's bluewaffle.net.
What do you mean? What do you mean, don't say that?
Filthy fucking mouth.
Yeah, that's because it's not nice, because I'm a Christian boy, and, you know, I'm an altar boy. And we
I'm his pastor, and I can vouch
for I'm an altar boy. We have mass tomorrow. We were just hanging out drinking
lose
wine.
Man, this he phone is not number. Prick, you losers means. Lose this phone number.
Phone
you
losers.
Loser.
You
what
loser.
What kind of loser?
We're not the phone losers. We're better than them.
We've been just horsing around with
phone winners.
You've been horsing around.
Horsing. Zing.
Horses. Horse. Bye, Pam.
Pony. Pony.
Hey, Pam, do you have tickets to El Barco de la Madre?
That's awesome.
You need to save her a number. She is full of fucking piss and vinegar.
That would make
good. She told you to lose the number, though.
That would make a good phone losers promo. You losers.
How can you specifically lose something?
I don't know.
Would you have to write it on a piece of paper with a whole lot of other numbers and then mix them all together?
Yeah, and then burn it.
One that you wouldn't pick, and you'd be like, I don't know, it's fucking lost.
You'd have to, like, shred it and then take that shredded paper and put it in a thing of water to mash it up,
yeah,
and then burn that. Yeah,
write it down on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket, then have it fall out of your pocket.
No, okay, I know a crazy guy. He shreds all his private documents. He shreds them, then he puts that paper in a bucket of water so it becomes like pulp, and then he dries it out. And then he burns it like once a month. Guy's fucking
nice.
Nuts. Oh my god, that guy's nuts.
Well, the fact that you called him crazy guy makes me think that he's nuts.
There you go.
Hey, did you ever call back at Canadian gas station? I was threatening to call the...
To report us to the RCMP? No, I didn't call him back. Did you hear me call him back? Let me see.
It's been more than 15 minutes.
How many horses then can they have that all of them have fucking horses, right?
What you should ask him if he can pour some fucking beer in your like E85 fucking car to make it run or some stupid shit like that.
Ask him how much for a case of Kokanee, man.
Let me find the number though. I let me see where did that come in. I don't remember.
Can we send it again?
Oh, you send it. Yeah, post it again because it's way up all on right. The chat. Way up there, man.
In the hell,
post it, bitch. Okay, who are we? We're up to panties now. Used panties, selling Playmate panties.
Used panties.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with people?
You've thought about it. You never thought about jerking off with used panties? Like you put it on top.
Okay,
and...
here it is.
Fuck is wrong with you, man? That's somebody else I've never met.
I've done that with my wife's panties before. You know, after
disgusting.
I've stayed at people's houses and stayed in their young daughter. Definitely.
But the panties of the 16-year-old is
they were nowhere near 16.
If you keep following that list down, there's a number for Matt to call.
Yeah, you never jerk off with a pair of used panties before, Jen. Try it, man. It's good. It's good stuff.
There it is, Germana.
Yeah.
The wife pound.
It's like a love sock. Love panties.
Wow, I just ate some more of that no heroin medicine, and I'm fucking spinning.
Oh, what the what's it called?
Suboxone.
I heard things about that. Subutex? You talking about?
Who's calling?
Suboxone. Yeah, it's like you put it on your tongue.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Do you have Playmate panties?
Yes, I do.
Oh
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken says he wants you to wear them for me first because I like them used.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You
wear them for me.
You know what I mean? That's his idea, not mine. So, but it's his birthday.
Okay. He's got the catwalk all set up and everything.
The catwalk. Okay.
The catwalk? What are we, the fucking UK again?
Person freshly kissed by some beef curds.
Okay, use panty size 0 through 4.
Oh, you look fucked up.
0 through 4.
Hey, man, you're going to roll up there with your van, man. Just get the address. There's a van pulling up out in front of your address right now, ma'am.
Exercise go.
What are you talking about, milkman? You're nuts.
Yeah, the van is. Notice the lettering, panty dropper.
Milkman joined the mafia.
I guess so. Pay no attention to the van. All right, use panty sizes 0 through 4. Buy them for myself, says Ken. Ken's idea.
I think Matt should take that call.
There you go.
What? Who am I talking to? The fucker selling the
size 0. Yeah, that's little girl panties.
Or a Superman.
Yeah, it could be. Yes, I want to know how they vary so much. Is it from the same girl?
Confused for ages 0 through 4.
I'll pick up.
The mailbox belonging to...
Damn it.
Oh, has not been set up yet.
Oh, I forgot to try it. Anyway, we got someone selling 15 pairs of 6-year-old panties. Wait a minute. So panties from a 6-year-old or the panties are 6 years old? I'm confused. All right, let's try it. Let's find out.
You should ask for clarification on that.
Yeah.
I think it would be very strange for a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I wonder how many Japanese callers she's gotten.
Is this the same person with the panties?
No, well, different panties, but yeah. Same idea.
They're not going to move these panties if they don't answer the
phone. You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 8-0.
I was hoping it was a Japanese in the center name. Akiro. Akiro.
Konnichiwa.
Ken's selling DVDs. Ask if they have any good porn. This is from Ken. DVDs for sale.
DVDs. Hey, Carlito, we still don't have that picture from that lady.
Fuck that girl, man.
Oh, that fucking cut. Call her back.
Yeah,
we're going to have to call her back. And,
what's this cat? Selling DVDs?
Yeah, DVDs.
How many?
Many. Several.
Make up a number.
How many DVDs and what is it?
Make up.
Yeah, it's not.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You the cat with the DVDs?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you the guy with the DVDs?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, how many you boosted, man?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How many of them did you boost? How many you got for sale?
I probably sold about 20 of them. Did you check the list on Craigslist?
Oh, you're like, you sold 20 and you're still holding. Holy shit. No, I didn't. My buddy said that you got the DVDs. You got the good smut in there?
Nah. I don't have any of that, bro.
Hollywood-y type shit.
Hey, man.
Nah, I don't have any of that stuff.
Do you have big pussy lip pumpers?
Yeah, you got big black pussy pumpers? What's the deal, man?
What?
Big black pussy lip pumpers?
Nah, I don't have any of that.
They legs.
You got anything from Nigger Rich Productions?
Just get real.
Yo.
What about Simon Meets the Pieman? Do you have that? Simon Meets the Pieman?
Nah, dude. You could go to Chinatown. I'm sure they got all that good stuff.
Do you have Jurassic Pork?
But these are all store bought. You got any box sets?
Nah, these are like Disney movies, bro.
You got any unreleased Tupac albums?
Yo, F you, man. No, I don't have any unreleased Tupac albums. Hey, look, I'm handling some business
right
now.
Excuse me. Do you have Dallas Does Dallas?
What the fuck?
I don't even want to know if they made a movie like that. I know Debbie did it. But I don't want to know about Dallas doing Dallas.
Do you have a movie with? Do you have that movie with you and your wife? That
piece of fag shit. Dallas.
I want to see you mount your gorilla wife.
Rock on, this is a cool fucking guy.
Do you have a sister?
Gorilla wife. Call
I like
him.
That guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Nice. He sounded like the angry Asiatic guy.
He said you had to.
Friendly, we should get him on.
Well, I was going to ask him if he said he had Disney movies. I was going to ask if he has Song of the South.
Song of the South. Our baby song.
I recently was.
Why the fuck does a grown man have Disney movies?
Child for a while. Yeah. Or that's how you get him in the house.
Why does Ted collect Fabergé eggs?
Yeah.
Hey, why is Ted pretending to be Ted when he's actually not Ted, but he's fucking Bill Gates?
Hey, brother.
Hello. You said you had some Disney movies?
Yo, what do you want? I just finished talking to somebody about this. I don't have no porn on.
Shut up, man.
Any of that.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Who are you talking to right now, fam?
I'm talking to you, brother. Listen, I want Dallas Does Dallas, and I know you've got it, so don't fucking lie to me.
Hey, let me tell you this. I'll text you my address right now. You come to my address and you talk to me that way right now.
Oh, fucking, I'll come right now, you son of a bitch.
All
right,
I'm gonna text you my address right now, boy.
You motherfucker.
Hey, quit talking over the phone. I don't do that telephone gangster shit. I'm gonna text you my address right now. You come talk to me like that in person, boy.
You're a stupid idiot. Come. Hello?
He's like, fuck it, I'll text you my address. You should have gotten
call him back. Ask him. Call him back.
Let me text you.
I can't receive text.
Phone number.
Tell me your screen's broken.
Let me do this.
Tell me you broke the screen over a black guy's head so it doesn't work.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 6.
I was gonna say I don't do that texting shit. You better tell me the address.
You don't do that gangster telephone shit, yo.
You don't do that,
yo. I only text gangster. Oh, shit.
It's hard trying to watch all these things that people are talking about at one time.
Right. Zippity doo dah, zippity a.
Yo, you got my address?
Yeah, no, I didn't, because, listen, I don't have a fucking text on my phone. You have to tell me your address, you idiot. Yeah.
Alright, are you ready? You ready to write this down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. Give it to me. You cunt. Give it to me.
98650.
Shut up, Ted. 14 what?
I said 98650.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, talk to it properly,
you
right? Give
what?
It to me properly.
You're a sucker. You're a real sucker, dude. Quit playing
you're
on the phone,
prick.
Man.
You don't even have the balls to give me your number.
Hey, if you don't have the fucking balls.
Shut up!
Go ahead. If you're not coming to come to me, then shut up.
Hang on, Jen.
I want you to know that. You a real pussy, dude. You're a real pussy. Don't call my phone talking shit, man. Don't call my phone talking shit. You can't do nothing over the phone. I'm giving you my address. You want my address?
Give it to me. Yeah, give it to me.
Yo, 98650 Moana Lua Loop.
What?
Ayeo. 96701. Come see me, you fucking punk. You understand me?
I understand you perfectly.
Call me when you're in front of my building. I dare you to talk to me like that, partner.
Other than that, don't call
my motherfucking phone. No more, G.
You soft, nigga.
Yeah, alright. I'm coming.
Yo, nigga, you soft.
Jen, while you're there, can you pick up Aristocat?
Well, let him give the address out, Jen. We got a lot of it.
He just gave it out!
He interrupted like 4 times. Is he in Hawaii? Moana Lualu?
Well, yeah, he said like Moana, but he sounded like local.
He sounded Negro.
He must get transferred there. Especially when bootleg videos came up and he started talking about Chinatown.
I've been hitting the motherfuckers with the numbers tonight.
That's funny, Jim, though. He's like, I don't got text.
Man, most of the numbers I've been coming up with tonight have been right on the fucking money.
Try him again. Jen, talk to him again.
Yeah, all right. Ask him how to spell it.
Yeah, and ask him if he's got Lady in the Tramp.
You have reached the spring.
I'll give him a few seconds. He'll answer in a
minute. Yeah, give him a couple minutes, and then I'm outside his house.
Let him relax.
Well, you know, he's trying to represent Manana-Nana-Woo.
Well, he told you to call him when you're out in front of his house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was going to give it a few minutes.
That'll be funny. Jen'll be out. I'm outside, motherfucker. Just start yelling.
Yeah. I could do it. I could really scream.
Yeah. You could scream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Scream. Ah! Tell him you're out in front of his house.
Run, motherfucker, run!
Wow.
You know, Google, see what his car looks like.
Yeah, yeah, Google his car. Google his ass.
A black auto.
It's a black auto.
Oh, man. All right. Stolen Minpin dog, $500 reward, jumped out of van while loading food from Walmart. Oh, boy. All right.
I could say that we were in the parking lot at the same time and the dog bit us while it was running away.
And then we kicked it. I was porking my wife in the car and it bit me.
Again.
Again.
The wife bit the dog bit your wife in the ass.
The dog bit your car.
I remember this freaking this one broad was blowing me when I was waiting to go see Cabin Boy in the theater.
Yeah, you have the stolen Minpin?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was in the Walmart parking lot and I was getting a blowjob for my wife and this dog jumped into the car and bit me. It's like a miniature Doberman Pinscher.
How long ago was this?
A few days ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I kicked the fucking dog, and I don't know, it's sort of like convulsing a little bit.
You got him?
Well, he's not doing too good. We put him in a laundry basket.
Did he have a tag on his neck?
Yeah, but we hawked it. We took the tag off and I got mad and I threw it away. What's the dog's name? Maybe I can ask it see if the dog responds to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's the stupid dog's name?
His name was Tiny.
It was Tiny?
Yeah, and it wasn't a stupid dog.
Tiny.
He probably understood more words than you.
Tiny. Yeah, it's wagging his tail when I say Tiny.
Where is this place?
Well, I can't tell you. It's a secret location. Did you want to meet at the Walmart?
Yeah, if you bring the dog, yeah.
Well, you're gonna bring the $500?
If it's her.
Well,
and that she's still alive.
Well, she's a little hurt. She's got a broken leg. It's kind of dragging back there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, look at the dog bit me in the ass.
What's the dog's color?
Well, I had my pants down to my ankle. My pants are down to my ankles in the front seat. My wife was going, blah, blah, you know, like that. And the dog jumped in the car. The dog doesn't have permission to be inside my car. And why did you bring a dog to Walmart anyway? What's that about?
We went shopping and my grandson opened the side door and she got out and was putting the groceries in the car.
Oh, but you know dogs
are
not...
She goes with us for a ride.
Oh, that's pretty stupid. And your grandson's stupid for opening the door like that, right?
That part is stupid, yeah. We're bringing a dog to Walmart to be with us. That's not stupid. The dog's probably as smart as you.
No, that's probably stupid too because the dog should be at the house by itself. Because now look what happens.
Okay.
The dog ran the rag.
Oh.
Did you slap your grandson
on
the face?
We'll argue that point.
I hope you slap your grandson for being stupid. Hello?
Yeah, I can meet you at Walmart.
All right. And then is it normal for us to like put cigars and cigarettes out on the dog?
Put cigars and cigarettes out on the dog.
Yeah, like after we're done smoking it, we use it like an ashtray.
Not my baby. That's no hell no. That was my child. That's not just a fucking dog. That's part of our family.
You might not be happy about this. What if I dye the hair black? The dog's hair black. Would that? You hear the dog?
Oh.
Tiny, tiny. Tiny! Yeah, it's Tiny. She's Tiny's responding when I call. See?
Boy. What's the color of the dog you're looking at it then?
Well, I just dyed the hair black because of all the ashes. We just figured we'd make it one solid color.
Black with brown?
Yep.
Alright, when are you going to be at Walmart?
Well, when are you going to have the money?
It's a little blue, too.
I've got the money in my goddamn pocket. So I'm worried about that. All I'm worried about the dog, if that's tiny, what kind of condition the fuck do people put him in?
Well, I mean, again, like I said, the dog jumped in the car and bit me.
I understand that.
So we taught it a lesson, and the leg got a little broken. Like, when I went to pull the dog out of my car, I grabbed it by the feet. All right, and it got some. We put some cigars.
His right leg is broken. That's from your kick.
Well, no, when I grabbed it out of the car, it wasn't listening to me because it didn't know me. I said, "You stupid fucking dog!" Like that, I said, and I grabbed it.
Okay, so you got him then, or her?
Her. Yeah. What are you saying? Him?
Who is it?
What?
Is it a male or female? You got?
It's a female. It has a vagina.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of full grown men pen.
Well, I mean, as big as
Doberman.
As big as they get. Yeah.
All right. When you go be there?
How about we got 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Okay.
20 minutes. If you ever want to see the dog again.
Now the dog's a little blue because we kind of dropped it in a chemical toilet. I hope that's okay.
We were trying to wash it.
Yeah, we'll wash it off.
Right.
Yeah. Get a cell
phone. All right. We'll be there in about 20. We'll be there about 25 to 30 minutes. We'll be there.
All right.
All right.
Well, we'll see you then.
All right.
And no police.
What am I going to look for? What kind of a car? I'll be in a red van.
We're going to be there with the only car that has a dog. We're going to be standing outside.
Now, are you going to bring cash or a check?
Cash. It's cash. I never deal in checks.
It's not counterfeit, is it?
We only take money order.
We don't want any police involved either.
We don't take Discover, though.
I said it's cash. Regular $100 bills.
All right. We want 20s.
We want pesos.
I don't have 20s. So
well,
you have to go to the
bank. Well, you get
20s.
You get the... No, forget it. We're keeping the dog.
Huh?
We're keeping the dog then.
Well, fuck it. Keep it then.
Well, then 20s or no dog?
I don't have 20s. What the hell am I supposed to do? There ain't no bank open. It's fucking late.
Go to Walmart.
Come on, bro. Wake up.
Go to Walmart.
Wake the fuck up.
Go to Walmart.
What's your fucking mouth for you?
Yeah.
I want my part in pesos.
The ATM machine gives out 20s.
Okay, well, I'll find out if I can get it at Walmart then.
There's an ATM there. Okay, and I want you to bring your grandson. I want to have a good talking to him about why we don't do these things with the dog.
He's 5 years old.
Well, was he? He was touching the dog in the private parts, I think.
Hey, old man.
No.
That's what
I don't know where you got that. He was touching the dog in the private parts. Come on, man. Where you get that from?
Well, why do you think the dog ran away?
The dog told us he was touching the private parts.
The dog said it was being abused sexually by the boy and ran away.
Now, just to make sure this is the right dog, was your dog homosexual? Because we found this dog humping another girl dog.
It's a lesbian dog.
Like this, Jeff here.
All right, we'll be there about 25 minutes.
All right, $600.
10, 15, 20, 25.
$600.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Make your mind up, man.
$600 in 20s.
I said 25 the first time.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you're gonna come in 25 minutes with $20 bills.
$600.
Well,
$20.
I'm going to have to go inside the store and cash them. That might take 5-10 minutes more. I don't know. I don't know what the hell you guys got against $100 bills. This ain't fair. I don't make money. I wish
I don't trust $100 bills because
I want $500 $1 bills right now. $500 $1 bills.
How about you bring us $400 and a bottle of Jack?
No, I don't even know where to get that stuff. I'm not a drinker.
You don't know where to get it? Just but go to Walgreens.
I'll bring the $400. I'll bring the $500. You can buy your own Jack.
No. I'll make it better.
Then I'll give you 20 cents.
The problem is I'm underage and I can't buy my own Jack.
Well,
buy me some Jack and like a pack of cigarettes.
What we'll do is $300 and you blow me.
Do you have any weed?
No, I don't have any weed.
Oh my God!
You sure about that?
Hey, you bring the jack, or I'm touching the dog.
We're touching the dog now, and it's
wait.
The dog,
right? Who's that talking in the background there, sir?
Yeah, let me
say?
Talk to your wife.
What did she say?
I'm you bringing you 500. You know what? This is
weird. Bring your wife, man.
I'm bringing
bring
you fucking 500.
Shut up. Bring your
I'll bring
wife.
You 500. If it's my dog, you got 500.
Bring me 400 and your wife.
What's your cell phone number? Please,
background. Well, you really wouldn't want that because I'll cremate you fuckers.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I know exactly, but I got really scared.
You ain't playing with no stupid dog. Hold on.
We're Christians.
I'm just...
you're coming to check, you fucker.
Listen.
You get my father's dog or what? You get the money. What the fuck wrong with you?
Your grandson was masturbating the dog.
You know what? Let him, because you know what? Keep him. Keep him. Kiss my ass, you fucker.
But we want to
get him. Shut your mouth.
Damn.
Log on, you pussy.
Oh, fucking Native Hawaiian gets on the
They don't
horn.
Really want the dog.
Yeah. She sounded Jamaican. Was that Hawaiian?
I know. That's what I was like, she sounded Jamaican. Totally.
No, that's Hawaiian all
that's
the
Hawaiian,
way.
That's Hawaiian, yeah. She's like,
really?
She was like, you howly. Yeah,
they could take it or leave it. They're like, oh,
God,
you know, like,
damn,
you're trying to sell them.
You're
trying to sell him an Xbox game or something.
I cremate you, motherfucker.
So what? The best part is the grandson touching the dog in a private part, sir, ran away.
And he's like, what are you talking about? The dog touching
how did
the
you
private
know, how do you know? Tell me how you figured that one out.
How do you know? The dog told us.
I liked your sound effects, Ken.
was that Ken or was that Matt? I think you're both doing sound effects.
I was hearing Matt, eh?
Yeah. See?
Oh, okay.
Ken taking credit where it's not due. Ken, shame on you. All right. Are
Good
we?
Job, Matt.
Who are we calling back? Angela? Or was it Angela? Who are we calling back?
Angela, because we wanted to get
the pictures.
Yeah, and we still don't have those.
That little,
so I want to again check the email address.
That little tease. Give her a call. I bet she looks good in sweatpants.
She get to go to the website and submit it through the website.
You bet she's in sweatpants?
I told her to take pics of sweatpants. That's what I told her. She looked good in nice big ass. Sweaty ass.
These are funny.
Matt likes girl in sweatpants. It's good. Looks good.
Or you can get her husband pissed off.
Keep the fucking dog.
Keep the sweatpants.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'll try again.
Do you have a caller ID?
Something comes up at random. Milkman, did you repost that gas station?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah, I'm repost it again.
No. I got it.
There was a Domino's and a gas station.
The biggest gas station.
The biggest gas station.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Well, guess we missed out on those picks. There goes the circle jerk.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Guess we'll be going to
Ernie would have been
you
proud.
Promise.
Going to U-Porn instead.
That lady and her dog. They had a special relationship.
I was a 5-year-old kid.
Hey,
can you shut that fucking racket off in the background? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you said earlier not to call back or something? That something was going to happen?
Right.
Well, did you report us yet, or?
Does it matter? Like, did you not get the hint? Like, why are you doing it? Like,
no, that's why I'm calling again. Is your name Ernie?
No.
Oh, okay. You sound like Ernie. Hey, so, I'm just wondering what was going to happen. Were you called the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or what was going to happen? Yeah, he's gone.
Call that black guy back.
Oh, DVDs. That's who was we were going to call back. Yeah, DVD guy.
I'm going to tell him I'm outside his place.
That's right. And we're still working. God, I'm working. I got a lot of numbers. I got to get to Lysol. Stole the trailer. Lysol.
The trailer.
The coolest black guy name ever, Lysol.
Lysol.
Yeah.
Meet my wife. Formula 409.
Fantastic. With a K.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Jin. I'm outside, man. Where are you? Hello?
Let's see.
Yeah, where are you? Huh?
I don't see you. Brother.
What do you mean I'm nowhere outside? I'm outside. Where the fuck are you?
I hope you're getting paid for this, man. There's got to be some type of prank show because no man could really be this.
What kind of sick idiot would do a prank call? This has to be a prank show
because no man could really be this foolish, dude.
Listen, hold on a minute, right? Even if you were this big fucking big shot, right? And we're these prank callers, yeah?
Mother's big, dude. Have a good night.
This is KDK Prank Calls.
Mr. Tough Guy, you cunt.
This is KDK Prank Calls.
I would have gone to his fucking
meat
house.
Meat Spin's our website.
Meat Spin.
Yeah, Meat Spin's our website. Go to it.
Blue Planet Prank Call. Blue Planet what? BlueWaffle.net Prank Call.
Blue Planet Waffle.com. Blue Planet Prank Waffle.
Yeah, the Blue Planet Prank Waffle Show. Oh, boy. Where are we at
UK.
Here? UK. No, no. Lysol first, UK. Godfather. You relax over there. We don't plan on UK. I had enough for the UK for one night. You hear that? Yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
That's all we're going to get. You know what time it is? Lysol. Soul
it's
4
o'clock. Yeah, well, it's now. It's up our 7 now.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Sound of the cock?
No answer there. We'll give one more ring. Come on. Nope.
We're losing the patient.
He's gone. Patient's gone. All right. UK Godfather, you sent in a number in the UK for missing pets. Okay. UK Godfather.
What are you losing? What's going on?
What happened, UK Godfather? Are these have missing pets, or they had the pets, or they're missing the pets?
The fun show. It's the fun show. Sick.
They deal in missing pets.
They deal in missing pets. Okay, they're scammers. Yeah.
I don't know if it works.
You think the guy's gonna show up at the Walmart and exchange his $100 bills for 20s?
Not
after the wife got on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just the fact that he has just like a whole lot of cash and he hit this $100 bills laying around, man, he was like ready to go out.
He's like, I don't know what problem you got with $100 bills.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Missing pets. Why are you breathing in the phone, you Kiko? You're so stupid, man.
I'm not.
Why do you always do that? What's wrong? You got epilepsy or something?
Come on, man.
He always does that shit. Like, oh, God, you kill me.
Sorry.
Somebody was doing that the other day, really. I used to do it, and I didn't know. I was milkman.
Bye, milkman. You're out of here. See ya.
That's not me now.
UK, stop it, UK Godfather.
I'm not breathing.
I hear you.
No, use the force.
Yep, stop it. All right, use condom for sale. What? Seriously?
Yeah, for art purposes. Expired.
Is it used, though?
Seriously?
Is it used or just expired?
Used.
Is it soiled?
Used and expired. Well,
soiled.
Two horny boys for the Midland. What? Got used rubbers on offer posted direct to your door discreetly. Huge, nice loads for 10
That's
pounds.
Fucking disgusting.
10 pounds including postage.
That's not really semen in that thing.
That can't be legal.
Selling filled condoms.
Used condoms.
That can't be healthy.
It's bullshit, though. There's no way he's fucking whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
You could fucking clone him or some shit off that. He doesn't want a little random words right now.
Is there a number on that, UK Godfather? I'm looking at that page. For sale, use spunk-filled condom. Nice.
Oh.
It's listed under sleepwear underwear category.
That's unbelievable.
That is horrible.
He said spunk-filled, so he's definitely in the UK.
Yeah.
Spunk-filled.
I don't see a number. Were you just sharing that because you're interested, or what happened? I'm kidding.
Out dogging and collecting them in the lot.
Oh God, there's like pictures they made of cum everywhere. What the hell? Jeez.
I sent the cat link.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that, UK Godfather. It was a good topic. Good conversational piece, at least. You know, we got something out of that. Awesome.
Yeah, it's not very well. Too many whiskeys.
All right. I'm looking at the list here. Lonesome sent in a lot more numbers that we can get to. I'm seeing your comments about the homosexual dog. Lysol solo trailer. We tried that. They didn't answer.
I'm seeing your comments about the homosexual dog. I like how that you just rattled that off like it wouldn't even anything. Like, it's commonplace.
Yeah, it's just commonplace on this show. It's just, you know, another day in the office.
Use the white devil voice on somebody.
Oh, yeah, the white devil.
The white devil voice.
Make an appearance.
All
right. I got a shirt that says white devil, but ironically enough, I spilled bleach on it and ruined it.
That's what you get.
This is the bleach devil.
The bleach devil. All right, here's some the last of the UK numbers for the night. I think we'll wrap it up after this. Even though I said I was going to wrap it up an hour ago, but whatever. UK numbers, William Bennett. Here we go. Let's rapid fire. The extra white devil, Ken. I saw that. That's a good comment. The bleach white devil.
Keep your white devil's extra white.
Keep your white devil.
Ooh, I dig that. That's
nice. What's a body massage?
There's
a
white devil.
Nice all.
Your women's hair.
What? William King, here we go. William King. William King.
I love his swing.
This is the white devil.
Hello.
Hello,
good morning. Is this Mr. King?
Yes.
Yes, hello. My name is David Hargrove. I'm calling with UK Water Ministry Machine. You seem to be having a situation with the water in your area. This is a courtesy call. Seems that some local kids in the college nearby broke into the reservoir. They were partying pretty heavily, and they were vomiting into the reservoir, and some of them were actually urinating. So the water is now unfit to drink.
Can I ask where are you phoning from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the UK Water Ministry Machine. Mm-hmm. We're contracted. We're calling from the call center in Chicago, Illinois. We contract with the UK Water Ministry Machine. So we basically
are totally out of order.
I don't think so.
The toilet's out of order.
What time is it?
Sorry.
I guess I'm totally out of order.
The water has been contaminated by the white devil.
Hello.
Who wants a body massage?
Do you fancy a bum?
Do you fancy multiple bums?
Would you like a body massage machine in your house? We'll install it for you. Oh, yeah.
All right, let me just... You know that last number you've got? Let me try this on number 53, Alverton Drive, David Bennett. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Right, ring that number. I'm going to do the same thing with the car because I think I think I've got one.
The black car?
Yeah, exactly, the black car.
Yes.
This one looks a little bit dark blue. I don't know if that's black or dark blue. But...
All right, fine. I'll stop the voice.
Don't interrupt.
You don't interrupt.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Bennett?
Tis.
Yeah, Mr. Bennett, you drive a black Vauxhall Vectra, don't you?
Who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart. Your Vauxhall Vectra yesterday afternoon was cruising along our ride and it hit me.
Sorry?
Your car hit me yesterday afternoon.
No, you're talking to the wrong person there.
No, it's totally not. You're a fucking liar and a cheat, and I'm coming over there to kick your ass.
I haven't got a Vauxhall Vectra.
So why is it parked outside your house then, you cunt?
I haven't got a Vauxhall Vectra.
What have you got then?
Dun-dun-dun.
All right, fuck it.
So what do you, how old are those pictures, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe too old. 2009.
Hermano.
Yo.
Fox asked that you call back that guy and tell him that you got that the dog was put down and find him in the dumpster if he wants to.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Okay, let's do it.
That's Fox asked it for that, man. So I said, "All right, I'll pass it." I already told him no, and I said, "He said pass it." So.
All right, let me see if I can find a.
Now tell him you gave the dog some bad weed.
Is yes, there some K2. Tell him your associate. Yeah, your associate Artie was dealing with him with some K2, and next thing you know, man, the dog.
Hi, this is Nick. I'm not available. Leave a voicemail.
Wow. How great is it to do it in your own voicemail?
It was such a long message that I had to pause.
What was next?
Do what?
This is Nick. I'm not available.
He's on the way.
Do what?
He's on the way, man. He's probably doing about 80 to get over here right now. I can tell. He was pretty shook up.
Do what now?
Do what now?
All right.
Gay dog will travel.
All right. Shit. We didn't do Reevely. We just did William King, right? Yeah, no, we did Reevely. Stobbs now. William Stobbs. Wrapping it up here. Rapid fire, fuckers.
Hello.
Yes, hi. William Stobbs.
It is?
Oh, that's good. I'm calling from UK Water Machines. We have an issue with your water. There's a university in town. And some gentlemen were vomiting. They were having a party, and they vomited into the water reservoir.
Yeah?
The water is unsafe to drink. Have you had any water to drink yet today?
No, I haven't. No, we're still in bed.
Oh.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but don't drink the water, because you could get herpes and AIDS.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't drink any water.
Yeah, now, I need you to check. Do you have any water in your toilet? Is it clear or is it brown?
I have no idea. I'm still in bed. Go and have a look.
Go ahead and let me know, because if I need to write this down on the computer machine.
He could have forgotten the flush.
No, it's fucking clean.
And can you check to see if the water's cold or hot? Can you stick your finger in there and see if it's cold or hot?
I'll run the tap.
No, you have to put it in the toilet.
Piss off.
No, piss in.
No, that's the issue.
You're taking the piss.
That's the issue. Some college kids took a piss in
You're
the reservoir.
You're taking the piss.
No,
no, you
we're
are.
Trying to save you.
It's
from
great that you got
water.
Out of bed and went and flushed the toilet. You fucking
incidentally,
silly
cunt. Incidentally, have you taken an upper decker? Before?
Have you
you're taking the piss now. Piss off.
Did you ever shit in the toilet tank?
You piss off.
Just winding you up.
I'd have to ask you to piss
just
in the
wind
tank
up,
for now.
Wind up call.
You're taking the piss.
Yeah, after you got out of
pinch
your
off
fucking
a blood
warm
blood.
Bed.
How many times did he flush the toilet? It was like flushing the whole time.
Massive flush.
It's funny, he was cooperating with you. And then the minute you asked him that asked to be in the toilet, he immediately just went from 0 to 60.
You're taking the piss. Get out of here.
It's like he had an epiphany when he was being wound up.
Your toilet water brown. That wasn't at all suspicious.
He's like,
it was until you told him.
He got to the bathroom really fast, too. He's like, ran. Oh my god, the toilet. Bottom son.
Please leave your message after the beep.
This is an answering machine.
I like Ken's idea of calling back the DVD guy with the white devil voice.
Uh. All right. Let me do these UK ones and we'll wrap up with that. Mr. Bates David. Mr. David Bates.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Bates, please.
Not here at the moment.
Where is he?
Who's calling?
My name is David Hargrove. I'm calling with the UK Water Ministry Machine, and we needed to talk to him about a serious issue with the water supply.
At the West, sorry.
We're calling from the UK Water Ministry Machine. We have a situation with the water. It seems that some college students broke into the reservoir. They were having a wild party, and some of them urinated. I think a couple of them might have ejaculated into the water, and the water is now unfit to drink. Can you please check your water to see if it's clear or cloudy?
I think you're wanting David Bates.
Well, whoever's the resident of this house, we're just passing on some critical information.
Are you wanting the where he works?
No, we're talking about the residential water service. Listen, would you like to speak with my supervisor, Mr. Stewart? He's standing by. Mr. Stewart, can you please explain the situation?
Yes, hello, Mrs. Bates.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, Mrs. Bates. Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart. I'm the National Administrator for the Water Administration Machine. Now, you're on Watlington Road, yes? Watling Road?
Yes.
Right. The whole road has a problem with the water supply, okay?
Right.
So we need you to check if your water is on the same line.
Right.
So can you go and check that for us?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. We'll wait while you do that.
How can I check the water?
Simply turn on the taps and wait for the color to change.
He's got heels on. Oh my God. He's not.
Come back to me.
Hello?
Yes, hello, yes. Are you turning the tap?
Yes.
And what's the color? Hello?
She hung up. Damn it, she was doing it. What the hell? Maybe yeah, she hung up an accident.
I was going to say, she was going to say clear. I would have said, yes, you idiot. Of course it's clear.
Let me try again. I think she hung up an accident because she was doing it. She was in heels. Here, she
bring her
in
back
heels.
And wind her up some more.
So she was in heels at 7 in the morning. That's hot. Hello? Hooker heels.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Bates, it's Mr. Stewart again. I think we got cut off.
I think this is a hawk's call, isn't it?
Oh. A hawk's call?
No, ma'am, it's not. We just received some additional information that the college students may have had a small dog with them named Tiny, and the dog might have defecated in the water supply. Hello?
Is it the water's clear. The water's clear.
Of course it is, you idiot. What did you turn it on for?
Is it Mr. Bates or Master Bates?
Oh, so, 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 so. Oh, so, so, so. Oh, so, so, so.
Kill them all. Burn them. Burn them all.
Burn them all, Ralphie.
Okay. Master Bates. Okay, very childish of me. David.
That was good.
We already did David Bennett. Let's call him again, David Bennett. All right.
Oh, I'm not doing anymore. I've been up way too long. I can't even concentrate.
Bye, loser. Phone loser.
I'm still here. I'm staying, but I'm not doing any calls.
Okay.
Wow. That was pretty winning.
I'm still here.
Oh, so, so, so. Oh, so, so, so. Oh.
Beep. All right. Yeah. You know, is that
you
it?
Should do, in your voicemail thing. This is,
This is your captain speaking. Rhonda Peterson is looking for a stolen person wallet. My van was parked in front of my home in the southeast part of OKC. That explains it.
Right, van.
I'll teach you to park your van in the southeast part of Oklahoma. In a van
down by the river.
Down by the Oklahoma City River. I bet you that's over there by the arena where the Thunder play. That'd be my guess. Just saying. They always build those arenas in that part of town.
Well, let's try to get some income in there.
Niggertown.
Whoa. Hey. Niggertown. Niggertown. That's a bad town.
Hey. I thought you liked it. That was almost for you, Matt.
Thanks, buddy.
Confidence is high. What are you talking about, Ken? Trying to get us in trouble with NORAD again? Yeah, you might not be happy, Ted. I did a call to NORAD on Christmas Eve.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. I was calling, what was I calling about? You remember?
That wallet we got.
Yeah, the wallet. We got a wallet and a purse.
Okay.
Yeah, we found it inside a van.
Okay.
Yeah, are you... Do I smell bacon?
Hello?
Yeah, do you smell bacon?
Yeah, are you the pigs? You're going to be cool about it, man.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah, you got to tell us if you are. Or it's entrapment. That was a cop, wasn't it? Wasn't that the cop? That was the cop. What an asshole. It sounded like, right? Then he sounded like, I smell bacon, man.
Nah, he would have asked more questions.
Well, he hung up and was like, oh, no, the runners.
They fucking infiltrated our elaborate booby trap we set up on Craigslist.
Craigslist booby trap. All right, and last but not least, we got
I think all those panty numbers were like traps to catch all the perverts.
Probably, right? Or the 420 friendly one we had earlier, that's total trap.
That's not a bad idea, actually, to put up a fake ad to get stupid people to call in. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, welcome to 3 years ago. Craigslist. Really cool.
No, I mean, you may have done that over there, but I'm going to do that over here.
Oh, I see. Okay. You guys have Craigslist UK? There's that one new Gumtree.
No, I won't. Yeah, exactly. I was going to suggest that. I was going to say Gumtree is full of stupid people, so I could probably try that.
Yeah, there you go. And we're doing the DVD guy, and that's it. See if he answers.
Boys.
All right, if I can scrolling up here, DVD in the body was something. Stolen min pin, getting warm. Selling DVDs. Here we go. All right, last call of the night.
Hey, boys, just the devil boys.
We can all jump in. I can devil it up too.
Yeah, try it with the devil at the start.
You got it. All right, well, we're done. Well, thanks everyone for being on.
That was a thunderous end to a great show.
There you go. All right, Hillock, thanks to you, Mr. Matt, Laugh Track Matt.
Rock on. Hey, it was actually your shit was super funny.
Thank you, laughtrackmatt.com. Yeah. All right, see you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done.
UK Godfather, thanks for behaving tonight. You only breathe into the microphone like four times. Very good. There you go. Yay. All right, good. Now speak up. That's what he's got to work on. Ted Webb, blueplanetprank.net radio.
Blueplanetprankwaffle.com.
Blueplanetbluewaffle.net/pranks.
/the internet.
There you go. /the internet. All right. Take it easy, man. God bless you.
Buddy. Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe in God. Never mind. Go to hell. See you. All right.
Bye. I'm a heathen.
Yep. Bye.
I'm Ted Webb.
Kenneth, Webber. See you later, Ken. Well, hey, who won the fantasy football league anyway? Did Aaron win the whole thing?
Fucking Dirty won it.
Yeah, he does. He had a good season.
I ended up taking eighth, but great show tonight, and fuck you all.
Hey, and work with you and Aaron. Give me a heads up when there's a copy of that floating around. I want to hear that show that I missed when I was in the in a hospital. I was having a sleep study.
He's supposed to be working on it. He recorded it all on Skype, so.
Okay. Yeah, I heard he sent me a copy of the intro where it has me drunk talking about titty fucking bitches. That was pretty good, and I laughed when I heard that. Yeah. There goes Ken. All right, Baz, see you later, man. Thanks for Skype.
All right, I'm out of here on my ass.
All right, out on your ass. Jin, thanks, man. Good night.
Yeah,
thanks,
wait a second, everybody. Bear in mind the third week of June when I'm coming over to the United States, and we will be doing a Madhouse special.
Together, in person.
Together, yeah, person, yeah. And we want to get as many people in as possible.
Definitely. We have plenty of time. We got to make that happen. What's up?
I'll probably try and come on a little bit more until then, but probably not every week. Yeah. So I'll come on from time to time, as usual.
Cool. All right, man. Be careful driving, all
right? Right.
See you later, man.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. See ya. See ya, Mugman.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye. Mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Milkman, it's time.
Wow.
Look at that. You were on Skype the whole night. Actually, you were on Skype the whole night. Not bad, man. It worked out. It sounded good.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Uh-oh.
I'm lucky I made it this far.
Oh, right. You had a heart attack? Have chest pains?
I think heart small, son.
Yeah, bowel pains. All right. Well, take us out of here.
Yeah, bowel movement.
Sometimes all together.
All right, man. What an amazing show. See, folks, special interest show. Everybody showed up. My goodness. I'd like to thank everybody for showing up. I'd like to thank Jen Stewart. I'd like to thank especially our numbers hit man, the Lonesome Loser. Quite a few guests in there tonight. Who else did we have on there? Ted Webb. We had some of our old friends show up in the chat. I saw Brandon Vegas, Gabby Falls. We had a bunch of our old friends, and I'd like to really thank you for stopping by. All our friends at 98.6 The Mouth, and I'd like to thank all the listeners out there, our friends over at the Syndicate, Cactus Radio, wherever you might be. Thank you, and happy Lucky 13. And also like to thank you, that's right, our listeners. We this every week, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. It's all free. That's right. We dropped a dime. All we ask you give us the time. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring in here. All welcome right here in the Madhouse. We got room for more friends right here. What will we do without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, Hermanito, man? Hey, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. It's a great show, man. And really, thanks for the equipment. I hope it works out for you, man. God bless, brother. Thank you. Oh, and God bless AMD and the family, man. Our hearts are with you, man. Over to you, hermanito!
Whatever. All right, thanks, Milkman. Thanks, everyone who sent the numbers, like Milkman said. All the requested prankers, Ken, Lonesome, everyone else. Even UK Godfather, I guess. Not bad. Yeah, show on Thursday. Hopefully we'll get Thursday going on again. That should be happening this week. Yay. All right. Milkman, you have a good night. I'll try to catch up with you tomorrow. All right, sir?
Yes, sir, brother.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Good night. Behave yourselves, guys.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah.